are live. It is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes this April 18th, 2010, on really the eve of the release of Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. I want to thank everybody out there that got the links out, that got the PrisonPlanet.tv subscriptions, and is helping get the word out about this feature. Great reviews so far. We'll get into that a little bit later. But I want to concentrate on Oklahoma City in this first segment, because it's so important, because they are now resurrecting Oklahoma City as the model for the modern-day terrorist, Alex.
And Jason, this only confirms my analysis. I could see them preparing the hype, preparing the fear, prepping the public for it, saying they're going to stage another Oklahoma City. Look what they're doing now. Now they're saying we're going to be nuked. This is the time for people to be more active, more informed, more involved, and warning others than they've ever done. And I'm glad you're going to be leading with us tonight and taking calls and going over the whole section in your film about false flag terror in Oklahoma City. It couldn't be more perfectly timed for what the enemy's doing right now. Great job.
Absolutely. And tomorrow, the mainstream media is going to play for the very first time, Alex, the Oklahoma City confession. And this is essential. They are wheeling this out.
McVeigh's on record saying it was the government op.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. People don't understand. McVeigh is on record, printed in the New York Times. We're going to show you the article as we go through this section in Invisible Empire, where he wrote his sister in an open letter saying, yes, I was part of a covert assassination and drug-running black ops team.
And Terry Nichols, in sworn federal affidavit, says the same thing. Then they threaten to kill your family if you don't go along and go to the Terre Haute, Indiana execution, lethal injection.
And they also happen to drug you up and put you under the guise of the lead mind control ultra doctor. That's correct. We couldn't cover all of these things in Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, because it is a broad film, not only covering false flag terror, the military industrial complex, the shadow government, the secret society networks. But we can focus in on the fact that, hey, we had tapes of what happened, and they were classified for 15 years. And hey, when they were declassified, magically, all the sections that would have showed the bombing were gone. But you know what wasn't classified? Were the local news feeds that day from several different networks showing the ATF and bomb squads going in after the unexploded explosives. Well, let me repeat that for you. The ATF and bomb squad is on film taking out the unexploded bombs at Oklahoma City. Now, don't believe Jason Burmes. Why don't you believe the governor at the time, Frank Keating, whose brother also magically wrote a book called The Last Jihad prior to the OKC bombing, where a Tom McVeigh happens to bomb the Oklahoma City Federal Building. It's all just a coincidence. He only dedicated that book to the Knights of the Secret Circle. There's no such thing as secret societies or a military industrial complex or even a shadow government. In fact, false flag terror doesn't even exist. But we're going to show you otherwise on the other side. That's what the mainstream media wants you to believe. They want you to believe in a benevolent government that loves you and will take care of you from cradle to grave and would never, ever lie to you, except for when it's in the case of your own good. And the government knows what's good for you, folks. After all, without the government, the sun wouldn't shine. We wouldn't have rainbows or even rain. The government provides it all. So on the other side of this, we're going to play the subsection of Invisible Empire with the OKC bombing. I have no idea what we're in store for tomorrow when they air Timothy McVeigh admitting to bombing the building. Let's not forget about John Doe number two either. Yes, there was a second person openly investigated by the FBI in the beginning of the investigation, then all of a sudden he disappeared. And then we have videotapes of Iraqi Republican Guard members crawling all over the scene. Who brought in those Iraqi Republican Guard members? Oh, it was Bush Sr. Oh, a program by Bush Sr. brought in Iraqi Republican Guardsmen to covertly work with the military. And then on those tapes is a terrorist named Al-Husseini Hussein. Is he John Doe number two? I don't know, but what's he doing there? So on the other side, we're going to play this part of Invisible Empire. We're going to be taking your calls on the film. What'd you like about it? What didn't you like about it? 888-201-2244. It's the Info Warrior, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action. Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
You and me will all go down in history with a sad Statue of Liberty and a generation that didn't agree. Generation.
We are back. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burns. We're taking your calls at 888-201-2244 regarding Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Now, we're going to show you a little clip from the film. And this is a little bit into the false flag terror section. We've already covered the Gulf of Tonkin, but the next thing we cover are the OKC and First World Trade Center bombings. And the OKC is extremely important right now, today. Today it's important. Why is it important today? Because the mainstream media is talking about blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda. And if you remember Timothy McVeigh, he had the light complexion, the very light hair, the blue eyes, the whole nine. Exactly what they want to pin on us, the dissenters, the constitutionalists, the people who believe in the Bill of Rights, in individual freedoms. We're against collectivist mindsets. We're against tyranny and oppressive governments. Now, is Tim McVeigh some kind of an angel? Absolutely not. If you follow the evidence, he is part of a black ops squad, and those people are usually ruthless and heartless. They will kill you without a second thought. They will bomb a building without a second thought. But this attack was impossible without people on the inside, and we're going to prove it right now. Let's hit the clip.
We know for a fact now that NSA and CIA both falsified their reports up to Johnson on that day to make it look as if there had been an attack.
Upon the fall of communism, a new threat had to be established in order to maintain their military-industrial complex and keep the people in fear of invisible enemies. More modern examples of this have been used not only to start conflicts abroad, but to instill fear in large populations in order to demonize groups and further erode civil liberties. The majority of people still believe that Timothy McVeigh was a right-wing extremist who bombed the Oklahoma City building with a Ryder truck because he was upset with the government. People close to the event told a very different story.
A local congressman believes that convicted bomber Timothy McVeigh and his accused co-conspirator Terry Nichols are not the only ones involved.
The Oklahoma State Representative Charles Key produced a videotape featuring witnesses who claim to have seen Timothy McVeigh with another man the morning of the bombing.
He was wearing a ball cap. Timothy McVeigh had his on backwards, which just like this. It was on his head. The other gentleman had his on like this.
In fact, the FBI had actively pursued John Doe No. 2 in its initial investigation, then denied his existence altogether. There were also multiple reports that explosives were found inside the Murrah building.
The Justice Department is reporting that a second explosive device has been found in the AP Murrah building in downtown Oklahoma City. Mike, you're still with us, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And I might tell you in addition to that, that in fact what we were told at the scene a few minutes ago was that in fact two different explosive devices were found in addition to the one that went off.
The second explosive was found and defused. The third explosive that was found and they are working on right now as we speak, I understand. Both the second and third explosives, if you can imagine this, were larger than the first.
Bomb squads were actually caught on video pulling into the building to retrieve these devices.
They'll back that trailer down there and the bomb squad folks will go in and they will use that that trailer. You see the bucket on the back there, sort of, this is how they would transport the explosive device away from this populated area to try to...
All right, let's pause
something.
It right there. Let's pause it right there. Now let's go over what we've just seen. Off the bat, we've seen that there was a second bomber during the OKC bombings. The FBI actively pursued that person. There were no limits to the amount of actual eyewitnesses that said this. We just showed you some local news reports of them talking about the multiple explosives inside the building. And where did we just stop it? At a freeze frame of a bomb squad truck going in to get the bombs. If you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, it's right there. You can read Sheriff Bomb Truck on the vehicle. Okay, we're going to continue with this because the evidence only gets more damning. Let's continue with the clip.
I just took a look down the street at the Murrah building again. I see another bomb truck going, so apparently they're going to try to get out that third bomb that's been talked about.
This was even confirmed by the governor at the time, Frank Keating.
One device was deactivated. Apparently there's another device, and obviously whatever did the damage to the Murrah building was a tremendous, very sophisticated explosive device.
Members of the ATF who would have normally been in the building were tipped off prior to the bombing.
He saw what appeared to be a police bomb squad truck near the Murrah building 2 hours before the blast.
It had a shield on the side of the door, and it said bomb disposal or bomb squad below it, and I really found that interesting.
Another witness who spoke to ABC News on the condition of anonymity will tell the grand jury tomorrow he was told by an ATF official agents working in the building had been warned in advance not to come to work.
He just came out and told me that the ATF wasn't in the building that day. They'd been tipped by their pagers not to come to work. Which I was flabbergasted.
McVeigh would even claim in a letter written to his sister, which was published by the New York Times, that he was actually recruited for black operations, which included smuggling drugs into the United States, as well as assassinations. One may brush this off as the ravings of a madman. However, McVeigh was filmed at the Camp Grafton Military Facility in North Dakota on August 3, 1993. McVeigh's official records state that he was discharged over a year prior from the Army Reserve in May of 1992. Perhaps even more interesting is that Camp Grafton was specializing in training troops in explosives and demolitions at the time. When all was said and done, the security tapes reported to have captured the entire thing on video were rounded up and classified. In 2009, they were finally released, and magically none of them caught the bombing. The excuse being they were all having their tapes changed at that exact moment. This event would be labeled domestic extremism, which was used to demonize critics of world government, militias, and create fear within the populace.
All right, let's cut
Muslim
the clip
extremism.
Right there. What did we just document there? We documented that Timothy McVeigh was on a military base over a year after he was supposed to be discharged. That military base is teaching demolitions and explosives. We learned that the ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms agents were tipped off prior to the bombing not to come to work. We learned that the bomb squad trucks were there 2 hours in advance. We learned that they took other bombs outside of the building. So what are you going to tell your friends when they come to you at the water cooler on Monday, okay, and say, man, I just saw that confession of Timothy McVeigh, and do you think that that could happen again? Do you think this militia groups and these terrible terrorists and extremists the Southern Poverty Law Center is warning us about will strike again? And a lot of people are going to be suckered by that. That's why we have to have this counter information. And it's not just counter information, folks. It's the truth. It's the truth is the truth is the truth is the truth. It doesn't matter if 5 people know it, 500 people, 5 million, or 5 billion. The truth remains the truth. So we're going to go to your calls on Invisible Empire, on the OKC bombing, on any subject you'd like. 888-201-2244. Let's go to, I can't even pronounce his name, in West Virginia. Starts with a C. You're on.
Cincinnati.
Yes, sir.
That's how you say that. How you doing, okay. Burmese?
Good, good.
Good movie.
Thank you.
Good movie. I've got a hot news tip for you here in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see if you guys could follow up on this. The West Virginia State Police are no longer using badge numbers, nameplates, license plates, or cruiser numbers. In effect, they're secret police.
And when did this begin? And when did this begin? And are you sure of this? You're saying it's
this year.
April 3rd. So there's no longer any numbers on squad cars is what you're telling me.
No numbers on squad cars, no license plates, no badge numbers for the officers. They were issued new badges, and they've been instructed not to wear their nameplates.
Well, let me ask you this, Cincinnati. Is there any, other than what you're telling me, are there any videos or photographs that I can double-check this that we can post on Infowars.com? In other words, has anybody approached some of these police cars or police officers? Because, you know, even if you have an inside source, I either need a mainstream article, and really not only just a mainstream article, but first-hand sources. West Virginia is a big state. And if you're listening to this and you're in West Virginia and this is the truth, I encourage you to go out there with a camcorder or a camera and document it. Have you seen any documentation on this?
I go to school. I'm a journalist for my school. I'm attempting to get the paperwork because it's Justice Department that's decided to do this from an inside source. They're really hesitant to give it up right now. They've just been transferred out of their position as a trooper because they didn't want to do this. I'm really trying to get this information out.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, just like I told you, Cincinnati, man, get me some kind of documentation. Either get me a document on a mainstream article, or what would be even better is some pictures and videos of these squad cars, of these police officers without badge numbers and names on there. And then we will do a story at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. You write that story. You send it to my Facebook page. You send it to Tips at Infowars, Rob D at Infowars.com. We'll try to get on that and get it out there. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to George in Illinois. George, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes,
Jason, good film. I got one quick suggestion and then one little correction in your film.
Well, hold on. Before you give me the corrections, George, let me finish before you give me the corrections. I messed up on Indonesia, well aware. It was India and Brick. I spelled Bernanke wrong, and I got George Bush's senior's presidency wrong. It was 41st, not the 43rd. I wish I was perfect. You know, even the guys that I do these films with didn't catch it. Those are the big three errors that people have found so far. I think they're minuscule. And obviously, you know, they don't make a big deal in the broader picture, but go ahead.
Right. Well, I was just going to tell you about the whole Brick thing, but I see that you got it. It's no big deal.
Yep.
But it was a good movie. There's this book by a guy named Peter Lance called Triple Cross, How Bin Laden's Master Spy. It's about this guy named Ali Mohammed. Have you heard of this man? Because I think he is kind of a key that connects.
You know, I've heard it, but here's my deal. I know who Peter Lance is. I've heard of this book many, many times. I've read certain subsections. I actually, in my film Fabled Enemies, took one of the Able Danger things was printed by Peter Lance that showed this entire Al Qaeda group some of the things that Able Danger had put out there. I used that in Fabled Enemies. My problem is he comes at it as the perspective of this guy is absolutely a triple agent. Well, how do we know he's not working for rogue U.S. or Anglo-American sources? Hangover, we'll go back to you. 888-201-2244. I'm Jason Burmese. It's the Info Warrior. Get the DVD, Invisible Empire, at Infowars.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Max, what did you do with the remote? Now what am I going to do? I guess I can go online to find a new one. Okay, here's a site, replacementremotes.com. Let us repair or replace any remote control. Well, I guess they can't repair this one. Thanks, Max. Wow, they have my original remote. And an exact replacement that doesn't need programming. Hey, Max, here's a deal. I can use the coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. ReplacementRemotes.com has all my remotes for my TVs and accessories. I can order online at ReplacementRemotes.com or call them at 336-377-2220. I wonder if they sell dog toys.
For all your remote control needs, visit ReplacementRemotes.com at 336-377-2220.
ReplacementRemotes.com, ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplacementRemotes.com.
Running to Babylon. Run.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we are living in a modern-day Babylon society where the majority of people are blinded, mesmerized, and hypnotized by the mainstream media and meaningless baubles. We are joined by Alex Jones on the line. Alex?
Yeah, Jason, I'm just driving home listening to you on the local station, and I want you to be able to go back to your callers. But I just wanted to point out, you talk about blinded by Babylon. What's going on here is the world's so complex that even when we research this 24/7, it's hard for us to keep track of all of it. Just imagine the general public, how unaware they are of what's happening. But I heard the caller from West Virginia. We've seen this transfer the last decade or so all over the country. They started with small units, now larger units, riot police, you name it. No badge number, no ID, unmarked cars. They're now having police drive their own vehicles and then paying them a per diem to pay for it so the public can't notice them and can't see them. This is the essence of secret police as they convert us to this new world order system. It's like I talked about during my show today, how I confirmed they've got Mexican troops in the U.S. killing people under U.S. authorization. So all of that is going on. That's the whole point, is that you've got these big organized groups funded by the big banks with trillions of dollars. I mean, my God, we pay $900 billion a year in income tax, and the Pentagon's $1.8, $1.9 trillion. That's what Eisenhower in 61 warned about. It's the total takeover of society that Invisible Empire covers. Someone lets you go and keep listening, lets you get back to your calls, but I wanted to back up what that caller was saying, but tell them, yes, get it documented. Get it up on a blog. Do a YouTube video. Get it out there. Don't just count on us to get it out. We're overwhelmed. Everybody needs to get everything that's happening in your area out on YouTube. People say, well, why do you use YouTube? It's over half the video views and downloads out there. That's what the battle's going on, to get it out everywhere today, ladies and gentlemen, and get Invisible Empire on DVD at Infowars.com, Police State for the Rise of FEMA, that's premiering coming up this Wednesday at PrisonPlanet.tv and now shipping out on DVD. Get it out to everybody who approves the FEMA camps. We're in an Infowar. It's a life and death situation. Thomas, great job.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. And we are in an information war. And when somebody calls in about police not having to show their badge numbers, this really isn't anything new, this type of tyranny. Let me give you an example. In smaller towns, police have gone, I'm not giving you a badge number. They just whip out their mace or the cuffs. We'll take you downtown right now. But that tyranny is now being reinforced at a federal level. The federales don't want their local police forces to be accountable. They don't want them to have license plate numbers. They don't want them to be identify a cruiser that's involved. Because you might not be able to go up to the cops and say, hey, what's your badge number? But you can get the cruiser car number and say, I couldn't believe it when these cops pulled over, got their nightsticks out, and started beating this guy on the side of the street. He hadn't done anything. So hopefully we can get a story up about that in the next couple of days. But the more documentation we have, the more power we have in the info war, and the more power we have in swaying people's minds away from the propaganda. I'm going to go back to George in Illinois. Now, he was talking about Triple Cross and Peter Lance and all these multi-level agencies, rogue agencies. You look at, for instance, the attacks in Mumbai, and it comes out that one of the guys has a CIA paid for cell phone. And then all of a sudden, oh, it was headed up by a U.S. rogue agent. That's part of their cover. And George, the reason that I am wary of some of the research by Peter Lance is that about 5 or 6 years ago, Coast to Coast covered the topic for the very first time. And they had a 4-hour roundtable with Peter Lance, Alex Jones, David Ray Griffin, and I cannot remember who the fourth person was off the bat. And Peter Lance was just so apologetic. He couldn't talk about an inside job. He refused to talk about Building 7. There's no way there was a controlled demolition. And he was limited hangout on almost every subject matter. Now, does that mean for me that I won't check out his material? No, I've used some of his material. But in my mind, what I've seen with Triple Cross, it's nowhere near as good as, say, a Sander Hicks's The Big Wedding. Have you read that one, George?
What? The Big what?
The Big Wedding.
No, I haven't read that one.
I would extremely recommend The Big Wedding by Sander Hicks, because although we touch upon it in Invisible Empire, how U.S. covert agencies funded the Mujahideen and bin Laden through BCCI banking network, we just barely graze upon that during the Iran-Contra section and the Iran-Contra scandal. However, Sander Hicks does a great job in fleshing out that BCCI role, fleshing out the Mujahideen role, fleshing out the Muslim Brotherhood. And it's a shorter book. It's about 200 pages. I can't recommend it enough. Please go check that out, George, and then tell me what you think, and we'll talk about it on the air some other time. Let's go to our next caller after this. Invisible Empire, available only at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a hard copy, folks. Make hundreds of copies. I'm going to read you some of the reviews I've gotten on the other side of this. And in the beginning of the second hour, we're going to have Luke Radowski on to talk about the film as well. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
If you believe in redemption, I'm coming to you from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm coming to you from another dimension.
We are back. It's the InfoWord with Jason Burmis, and that is the Flowbots. They've actually got a new album on the horizon right now. We need to get them back on. They were on the Alex Jones Show about 2 years ago with their debut album, and they have a hot single out right now called White Flag Warrior with one of the singers from Rise Against. Now, I'm going to go to your calls in just a minute, but I want to read some of the comments out there on Invisible Empire, and we're also going to play the intro in this segment. I want people to understand that I came at this whole thing from a perspective of not knowing anything, of being awakened through 9/11 and the deceit around that event, and then going further and seeing what 9/11 was really about. And when you look at false flag terror, when you look at 9/11, when you look at the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, it spells out New World Order in the elitist and establishment's own words. And we prove it again and again and again and again and again in this picture. But I wanted people to understand, I'm just a regular guy. I came at this as a guy that went out every weekend. All he cared about was drinking and girls and hanging out with his buddies and maybe getting into a good job after college and trying to be a graphic designer. That was it. I was absolutely absorbed by pop culture. I remember one of my favorite shows prior to 9/11 being Temptation Island. Temptation Island, folks. There might not be a bigger steaming pile of crap on television ever, other than Temptation Island, but I was mesmerized by this show. And I see that now in pop culture, in mainstream America, that people are just totally and completely absorbed by American Idol and other worthless garbage. So let me read this one up. This is why I make films. Now, this is Second Sinner talking to somebody who is, you know, one of the trolls on the boards there. Blah, 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 blah. The important thing is this woke up my whole school in 2 hours yesterday. Everybody was stunned, even the teachers. Afterwards, I asked everybody, what do you think of my conspiracy theories now? All they could say was, I'm sorry that we didn't believe you. You were right all along. And you know who woke me up to this stuff? Immortal Technique and Alex Jones, like it or not. They are doing a great job, so F you and buzz off. And I could go through the rest of these, but I do want to get your comments on the film Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Let's go to Mike in Texas. Mike, you're online.
Hey, what's going on? I'm in Midland, Texas. I'm a huge fan of you guys. Invisible Empire was amazing. So was Fall of the Republic. I'm looking forward to the new one, The Police State 4.
Excellent.
I showed Invisible Empire to a lot of my friends. But, hey, I just wanted to call and echo some of the things an earlier caller said. And what you guys are talking about in the first hour is them linking this OKC thing with the Tea Parties. Now, Sunday in Odessa, Texas, we had our Tea Party, right, our Tea Party rally. There was maybe 250 people there. I was looking out for snipers, didn't see anything. Anyway, Sunday morning I wake up and there's a newspaper article, right? Seven paragraphs down on the first page of the newspaper, it says that this whole thing, like the Tea Parties, are linking it to the Waco Branch Davidians and the OKC. Now, if you're familiar with Texas, you understand that Midland, Odessa comprised of maybe 200,000 people. This is like, you know, an outpost in the middle of a desert. No one is out here. No one has heard of this place. No one comes out here. If you're walking to this place, you'd die in the desert. You know what I mean? And here they are, linking the Tea Parties out here, one single Tea Party with 200 people, maybe, on a rainy day, and they are calling us OKC bombers. Isn't that just amazing? I mean, look at us.
And meanwhile, the Oklahoma City bombing is a federal government bombing. That doesn't mean the entire federal government is involved. It means that this was a bombing by within. You look at it again. The ATF running a drill, not there. Bombs inside the buildings. McVeigh, part of a special ops squad on a military base over a year after he was supposedly discharged. A second man involved. The mayor, Frank Keating. I'm sorry, the governor at the time, Frank Keating, admitting there were explosive devices in the building, but they want to demonize the average Americans out there. And then to bring in Waco. Well, if you don't know about Waco, folks, I suggest you check out Waco Rules of Engagement. It was actually up for an Academy Award the year it came out, and it clearly shows federal agents gunning down women and children as they tried to escape out the back after they lit their establishment on fire. Yes, they firebombed the Branch Davidian complex. Anything to close up with, Mike?
You know what? They are clearly setting us all up for this. They're creating the Tea Parties, co-opting the Tea Parties with folks like Glenn Beck. And then they turn around and spin it on the news on these, even these little crap towns that I live in. It's like they're getting their orders from up high to tie these into Waco, into OKC. They are definitely getting ready for something big. And if you guys don't believe me, go to Midland Reporter Telegram and look it up. It's right there on the first page. Have a good day. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike. Let's go to Kevin in Georgia. Kevin, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good.
I just want to say, great film, Invisible Empire. Hit me in the gut, man. Great information about the New World Order. But I was calling in regards to following up on Alex's statement and also the guy from West Virginia with the police state. I have an article here that I can send you from the Barrow County Journal that an Asian lady that is a legal citizen, she's been living in this country for 20 years, had a knock on her door one night. She only answered the door unreluctantly because she come from a communist country. She answered the door and had a gun put in her face. She was hogtied outside of her house. And at the end of the statement in this article, a police said, well, if police report is not filed, it didn't happen.
Let's pull it back just for a second. Because she answers the door and there's a gun pointed in her face. Obviously, we're talking about some kind of a law enforcement, but what did they say they were there for? Immigration violation?
They were there for drug enforcement.
Well, they were there for drug enforcement on this woman.
Meaning they were at the wrong house, which is typical here in the Atlanta area because of the murder of an elderly lady back in 2006, and they admitted now the cops are in jail. They went to the wrong house. And after the second and third just interrogation of this lady, the chief of police says, well, don't file a police report. That's a perfect example of a police state.
Well, let me tell you how it really works. I'm going to give a personal story here from my childhood. I appreciate the call. When I was about 13 years old, we had moved to this upstate New York town when I was 12, so we were relatively new. Now, we were having our house painted. Had to be scraped off. It was a team of about four or five painters at my house. And I live in a parking lot. I know that's hard to explain, but I have a little yard, and then there's a parking lot to the main grocery store and the main bank at the time. So this is like a hot spot for people to drive around in my very, very, very small town. Now, I come home one night, and my mother, there was just something wrong with my mom. And I'm like, Mom, what's wrong? Are you going to tell me what's wrong? And I had kind of had some problems with one of my really good friend's parents who worked with the county, and I didn't know why. So my mom looks at me, and she's like, you know, I was taken to the police station today. I didn't know what was going on. They pulled me into a room. They accused me of being a cocaine dealer, my mother. I can assure you, folks, my mother is not a cocaine dealer. Now, they were telling her, we know what's going on. We know you're dealing coke. We have your husband in the other room. He's already given you up. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Me and my husband, my stepfather at the time, aren't dealing cocaine. What are you talking about? And they interrogated my mother for 5+ hours, simply lying to her. My stepfather had not been picked up. He wasn't in the other room. He hadn't confessed to being a cocaine dealer. Because guess what? My parents weren't dealing cocaine. It turned out that some of the painters at my house were on camera dealing cocaine while they were painting my house. And that must mean that my parents were dealing cocaine out of my house to some random painters who had had prior drug convictions. That's how it works. They don't have to have any evidence whatsoever. They just come pick you up and lie to you. If you are ever put in a situation like that in the police, just shut your mouth and say, I want to see my lawyer, or I want to see the charges you're going to bring against me. Let's go to our next caller, Brian in Maine. Brian, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Good evening. Thanks for the movie. It was incredible.
Well, thank you, sir.
Probably be able to wake my brother up with that thing.
Excellent. What do you think the strongest part was?
Well, one of the main things is that it isn't from Alex Jones' voice, as much as we love him. Unfortunately, unfortunately, a lot of us, I think, find ourselves associating these issues with one man, and it's really in a dangerous place to be. And so you being outside of that sort of, I guess, right-leaning sensibility, regardless of your politics, your youth, and I know you're not that much younger, but anyway, it's incredibly well put together. The focus on separating those images from their background photographs is awesome. Keep that up. You're turning that Ken Burns effect on its head and making it better.
Excellent.
I just called about one quick issue with regard to this false flag terror threat and what Alex has been talking about. I noticed, you know, when you have certain guests on, you have to be polite. You don't want to frighten them off and everything, but with regard to Colonel Anthony Schaefer's visit to Alex's show this week, I found it pretty interesting how Alex pressed him a bit on who Al-Qaeda was, and he really smelled nasty. He smelled like a nasty death cult operative to me.
Well, let me say this about Anthony Schaefer. Let me just say this about Anthony Schaefer. Have you seen Fabled Enemies, Brian?
Yes.
All right, so do you know the section where he says, you know, they didn't hire me for counterintelligence and black ops because I was hanging out at the Christian Science reading room? And if you saw that entire speech, it's a good half hour, 45 minutes long. I obviously have the unedited one, or I wouldn't have been able to put it into the film. It is very, very relevant that this guy is a black ops guy. He's probably had his hands in some dirty situations. He openly talked about being in combat and having to make a decision on whether or not to shoot an 8-year-old. Now, we don't know what this guy has done in the past. I will say this. He obviously saw something in 9/11 that was so disgusting and so disturbing in regards to Able Danger that he blew the whistle. Does that mean he's not working for the government anymore? I don't know. I think we should take everything Anthony Schaefer says with a grain of salt, but at the same time, we can't shy away from having those people on because they are high profile in the sense that they are on the inside. So we've kind of got to build bridges. But I'm with you 110%, Brian. And again, don't take anybody's word for anything. Look into the situations for yourself. And like you said, he didn't really want to go there and really elaborate on what he felt Al-Qaeda was. Obviously, he didn't talk about Al-Qaeda being the name for the base, originally the Mujahideen and the Muslim Brotherhood. And he didn't even talk about the geopolitics that brought Al-Qaeda to us, essentially Brzezinski funding the Afghanis before the Soviet invasion and having them come in. It's, again, something we cover in Invisible Empire. So I appreciate the call, Brian, and I'm telling everybody out there, anybody who's on here, even myself, take everything we say with a grain of salt. Go check it out for yourself. Do the research. All right, we're going to take calls on the other side, but I wanted to play the intro from Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, shipping now from Infowars.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv in the highest of high qualities. Let's hit the clip.
Hi, my name's Jason, and I used to be just a good old average American kid living in upstate New York. There's me. I played baseball, mastered Mortal Kombat, went to the prom, said the Pledge of Allegiance every day, and loved my country. I even lived the dream of every American youth, college. Sure, it was a state school, but it also happened to be a party town. Great times all around, right? Well, sort of. I still had to work hard as a pizza guy to make it, and of course there was school. I had to figure out the computer graphics programs I was working with, as well as attend classes I didn't care about. I certainly didn't know much about geopolitics. Then 9/11 happened, and everything changed. I was pissed. How dare the Muslim extremists massacre all those people? But was it all true? Prior to the invasion of Iraq, something didn't seem right. I then did a startling thing. I actually took a look at what happened that terrible September day. What I found horrified and angered me to such an extent that I took action. We were lied to, and lied to big time.
All right, folks, there it is, the beginning of Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. And in this day and age, when telling the truth truly is a revolutionary act, looking into something for yourself also is a revolutionary act. And it can startle people. Oh, my God, you have an opinion on 9/11 outside of what the mainstream is telling me? Outside of what I see on Fox and Friends? Yes, because I looked at the evidence, and it was shocking. It was more than startling. It was more than disturbing. But at the end of the day, it was really a motivation for me, the little guy, the guy with nothing, the target of this new world order, the slave, if you will, to step up to the plate and say, hey, don't sell me short. I'm stepping up. I'm going to try to knock it out of the park. I'm going to take you on head on. I didn't know how I was going to do that. I didn't know I was going to become a radio talk show host and documentary filmmaker. I had no idea. I was doing this while I was flipping pizzas, while I was creating graphics, while I was out of the bar on a Friday and Saturday night. Being the guy that nobody wanted to talk to because he couldn't stop talking about how evil the Iraq war was. How this was a quest for domination and a world government. How there are plans out there to microchip every man, woman, and child on the planet. They're not Jason Burmese's plans. It's not my conjecture. It's not my opinion. It, unfortunately, folks, is reality. And we blow the lid off of that very reality in my latest picture. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. Awesome film.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome film. I was blown away by it. I think it really picks up at the halfway point, because I know how you had to lay the foundation for it for maybe people who are new to the material.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you drove the point home, especially in the credits I liked, where you have a million people saying New World Order, New World Order,
and
New World Order.
And let's talk about that for just a second, Chris. Let's talk about some of those people. Who are those people? I couldn't label all those people, and I'm sure people are watching it 5-10 times at the very end to see who those people are. Okay, we've got the head of Google, the CEO of Google, talking about a new world order. We have Hans Blix talking about a new world order. We have Bill Moyers talking about a new world order. We have Cornel West talking about a new world order. We have Dana Rohrabacher talking about a new world order. Byron Dorn talking about a new world order. Gorbachev talking about a new world order. Sarkozy talking about a new world order. Glenn Beck discussing the new world order with Saakashvili, and so much more, Chris. It is undeniable that it is not only their terminology, but in fact a plan for world government.
Absolutely. And I think what was really good was that you brought it back into the 80s for people that are around our age. Mm-hmm. I remember Oliver North when, you know, I was very, very small, mm-hmm. and, you know, Reagan getting shot, mm-hmm. and, you know, I was too young at the time to really understand that, so I think what it did was, I didn't know that Hinckley's brother was friends mm-hmm. with Neil Bush.
Yeah, and was going only friends with Neil Bush, but he was on schedule to have dinner with Neil Bush the night after the assassination attempt. Well, you know what? Let's get into Hinckley on the other side, because I wasn't even able to go as far in any of these issues, folks. I had to condense this down to a 2-hour and 12-minute picture. You know how difficult that was? I cut over a half an hour. Easily could have a director's cut out in 2 months. I'm Jason Burmis. It's the Info Warrior. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
The chances that the man that tried to assassinate Reagan just about 60 days after he was elected as, or into his presidency, not elected, but taken office, would be a good friend of the Bushes. And supposedly his brother was having dinner with Neil Bush the next night. And then on top of that, this guy was receiving phone calls, not in his hotel room, but by a payphone down the road. What I couldn't put in the picture was that his parents were all actually heavy funders of the first Bush administration. So we don't tie everything up, Chris, but we certainly put it out there for the world to see.
And also, Jason, I like how you everyone always cuts off the clip of George Bush saying New World Order, and then they cut it off before he says 1,000 points of light, mm-hmm. and you left that in. Because yes. I just wonder what the mainstream public thinks the 1,000 points of light actually are.
Well, let me stop you again, because the 1,000 points of light, Chris, is now actually a foundation. I wanted to put so much into this picture, but I couldn't fit everything in. And Obama spoke this year with George H.W. Bush, a very, very old man at this period in his life, at the 1,000 points of light foundation. I believe it's here in Texas. I have the video. I wasn't able to include it. And I wonder what people are thinking in their heads when they continue to use this Illuminist and Masonic terminology. Appreciate the call, Chris. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Todd in Florida. Or actually, no, you know what? Did we lose Pedro in Chile? We did lose Pedro in Chile. All right, let's go to Todd in Florida. Todd, you're on the line.
Well, I'm not going to bust your bubble. I'm actually based out of the Philippines myself. So, mm-hmm. you know, you still have an exotic caller on the line. I just said Florida because that's where I'm from. Mm-hmm. I loved Invisible Empire. I saw it as soon as you dropped it. I like the way you introduced it. You know, I'm young and I'm always looking at how we can apply, you know, or appeal to the younger people out there. And I think by you just, you know, putting it out there, who you were, what you were doing, and putting your situation out there in the beginning of Invisible Empire really set the tempo for the rest of it, just to be open and honest, because it's kind of like you put your profile out there for people to judge first. And, you know, a lot of young people are having trouble, you know, getting, you know, open to these things. I try to help people in the financial stuff myself, but I see that Al Gore is actually coming out here on the 30th in April.
Ooh.
And, you know, I was just doing some research and considering, you know, he's coming out here to a third world country that pretty much is completely westernized.
And let me just say this, Gore's in the news today, and I'm going to come back to you. Gore's in the news today. Gore takes cash for water campaign from chemical firm. And even the environmentalists are up in arm. These environmentalists understood what Al Gore is really about, cap and trade schemes, and they are schemes. They are taxation schemes for him to make billions of dollars, and he will take money from Dow Chemical without the blink of an eye, because he's not a true quote-unquote environmentalist. Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a part of what he's coming out here for is because it's really westernized out here, and they truly believe in this green campaign more than anything already. You know, mm-hmm. they've already, you know, bought into it hook, line, and sinker in regards to, you know, carbon tax and all this other stuff. So they're definitely one of the third worlds, I think, that'll benefit from the money that's coming in. But since he's coming out here to speak on it, I'm wondering if you guys have any DVD information that I can, you know, put on this.
Well, you can ask him about how he thinks that the climate should be ruled by global governance. That's something I stick into my film very quickly. You could ask him about this Dow Chemical situation. You could ask him about ClimateGate. You know, I put the email of Michael Mann where he absolutely, let me repeat this, absolutely in 2003, in 2005, I believe, that he admits that, hey, wait a minute, there hasn't been any recorded global warming for over a decade, not since 1995. But then he says, oh, it's not statistically significant and we don't have to tell the slaves and we'll just dump the climate source data. It doesn't matter how much mainstream information is out there. It's right in front of your face. Are you willing to look at it? We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes with Luke Radowski, the founder of We Are Change.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
We are back live, top of the second hour. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, Luke Radowski, the founder of We Are Change, the man to recently be put on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hit list. And we'll get into that and so much more. Is going to be riding shotgun with us over the next hour as we also play his encounter with Stephen Colbert. If you missed it, it is grade A gold. How you doing today, Luke?
Hey, thanks for having me, Burmes. It's an honor being on your show. I just want to say amazing, amazing work with Invisible Empire. We just had a screening of your movie here in New York City last night, and it packed the house. And I'm so happy to be able to premiere your documentary here in New York City.
And I'm so happy for people to be able to have these screenings without my presence. We encourage you to get this out to your friends, your family members, your local community center, your local church, wherever you can hold a screening of this film, please do so. And Luke just let me know about the screening yesterday. I think it's great. I remember, Luke, way back in the day, way before even We Are Change, before Loose Change Second Edition was available to the public, coming to meet you at, I believe it was St. Mary's Church, you and Dan Wallace was still around then, and talking to you for the first time and realizing, hey, this is a young man who gets it, he understands the bigger picture, and he's going to be a huge force in what would become the 9/11 truth movement.
Yeah, I think I was like 18 or 19 at the time. I'm 23, I'm getting old now. But that was like in, what, 2005? In December,
yes.
We held the first screening, and I was so happy that you guys came down. You guys didn't even meet me or know me really before, and you guys just came down, and we had a great screening. And, it started in St. Mark's Church with, you know, just so many little people there, and now it just skyrocketed to all over the world. And this is where our strengths are shown, is the people all over the country who are holding these screenings, who are going out there funding politicians, who are out there educating their neighbors, their loved ones, their families. This is where the true power lies in our movement, is everybody out there listening right now doing their little part. And if we all do a little bit, we could do so much more.
And you have been so effective in going after establishment politicians, kings of industry, media personalities, with no fear whatsoever. And it's not just Luke Radowski. Luke Radowski has literally spawned a global movement where the likes of Peter Powers of Visor Corp is not safe, where the likes of Charlie Rose is not safe, where no one can run and hide from the truth. Bill Clinton, Joe Biden. I could name even more heavy hitters that have been hit up by WeAreChange.org. And I get so many people who call up and complain. They say, oh, you don't offer any solutions. We're offering solutions. The solution is to get informed and get active. Whether you become a member of your city council, your kids' PTA, whether you don't become a member of anything, whether you become an independent journalist and activist, whether you get out there with a camcorder and ask a tough question of your public officials, whether you post that to the internet, whether you can hold a rally, there are literally an infinite number of things each individual out there can do to change the world for the better, Luke.
Exactly, and the solution, everybody comes to us about the solution, but the solution is you listening right now, sitting at home, understanding the true power we have in ourselves to do anything. I mean, I was just a regular guy. You were just a regular guy. You know, we went through high school, we went through college, we worked, you know, you worked at a pizzeria, I worked in Subways, you know. We had regular lives, and then this changed our life, and we have so much love and compassion for everybody that we just wanted to share it with everybody. Of course, we're not perfect, but the solution, again, is everybody out there taking charge and responsibility for themselves, and I think that's where really the change is going to happen, is when individuals start acting instead of reacting to what's going on in this world. And, you know, and again, I just want to commend you because, you know, we've been in this since, you know, like 7-8 years now, and slowly it's growing and growing, and soon, you know, we will just be unstoppable.
Well, you know, as I told you, after the release of Final Cut, really, I wanted Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined to be my next project. I wasn't able to do that until after I put out Fabled Enemies, which I'm very proud of as well, because that blew the lid off the international intelligence community ties to 9/11. But this is something I've been researching for years. It's very close to my heart, and I really feel I did a good job, and it warms my heart to hear people say, hey, you knocked it out of the park on this one. This one's fabulous. On the other side, we're going to talk to Luke about his Colbert experience this last Friday. Back after this is the InfoWord.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Max, what did you do with the remote? Now what am I going to do? I guess I can go online to find a new one. Okay, here's a site, replacementremotes.com. Let us repair or replace any remote control. Well, I guess they can't repair this one. Thanks, Max. Wow, they have my original remote and an exact replacement that doesn't need programming. Hey, Max, here's the deal. I can use the coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. ReplacementRemotes.com has all my remotes for my TVs and accessories. I can order online at ReplacementRemotes.com or call them at 336-377-2220. I wonder if they sell dog toys.
For all your remote control needs, visit ReplacementRemotes.com at 336-377-2220.
ReplacementRemotes.com. ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplacementRemotes.com.
And we are joined by one of my favorite and most remarkable activists out there, most effective activists out there, so much so that you've now been put in the crosshairs of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Let's talk about that a little, Luke.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, the Sovereign Poverty Law Center actually called me and interviewed me for this specific report. And for 2 hours, I talked to the Sovereign Poverty Law Center, and I videotaped the whole conversation between me and them. And I had to go through, like, 2 DV tapes. But I just talked about everything we do. I had nothing to hide. And it was kind of weird because they actually called my parents. And I was like, how the hell did you get my parents' number? And they're like, yeah, we'll get back to you on that. They never did.
Well, I'm sure it's in your FBI file, Luke. I'm sure your parents' phone number is in your FBI file.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me as well. but you know, I talked to them about the principles of Gandhi and Martin Luther King and all the great community service work we've been doing here in New York City, feeding the homeless, clothing the veterans who need clothes, doing toy drives for underprivileged kids, helping out 9/11 first responders. We detailed that in great lengths, and they don't mention any of that in their official report, of course, because they're trying to slander us. They take one of my quotes out of context to make me seem like a radical. And they mention, you know, my Bloomberg arrest, where I was set up and falsely arrested by Mayor Bloomberg for asking him questions, demanding him to help out the 9/11 first responders. So this is just a desperate attempt by the Sovereign Poverty Law Center to kind of point all, you know, anybody who's out there, you know, fighting for freedom of speech, fighting for what they believe in, as, you know, they're trying to make it radical. It's not radical. This is what this country has been founded on. So it's just a basic, you know, crappy...
No, the Constitution and Bill of Rights are now radical. If you believe in personal freedom and individualism, in humanity in general, that we are all born with inherent God-given rights and the state does not give those rights to us, you're a radical, Luke. I want to get into this Colbert confrontation and really how awesome it was that he mentioned the Bilderberg Group on national television after you talked to him. But before we play a little subsection of that video, why don't you go over some of Luke Radowski's greatest hits? I mean, you've gotten Brzezinski, Biden. I could go on, but I'm going to allow you to.
I mean, we have so much more coming up in our new film. All never-before-seen stuff that we've been working on for 2 years. And I got to say, one of my best confrontations has to be with Lord Rothschild. Lord Jacob Rothschild was one of the best confrontations. Being able to tell off one of the most powerful people in the world, it was just an amazing feeling. And, you know, of course, he denied his family starting the private Federal Reserve. He denied attending the Bilderberg meeting. And then I just came up to him and I said, look, you know, you could deny all your family's criminals past, but we know, and the people are waking up to this country, and your New World Order has no validity, and the people are going to wake up and support national sovereignty. And he turned around, and he was just looking at me, staring for like 15 seconds without saying a single word, and then he just ran to his car. And there's so many more confrontations that we have with Ted Turner, you know, with Giuliani, with Bloomberg, with John Kerry.
And let's stop that Ted Turner one for a second, because I actually refer, and I wasn't able to put it in because of time constraints, but We Are Change, I think it was Colorado, but I may be wrong, but We Are Change confronted Ted Turner about his quote that he believed that the Earth should only have about 350 million people on it. We've played it on this show before. And he goes, no, that's not me. 350 million isn't good old Ted Turner. I go by the United Nations numbers. We should have 2 to 3 billion on the planet. And I rightly point out in my film that if we only had 2 billion people on the planet, that means 2 out of every 3 of us, Luke, need a bullet in the head.
Exactly. And meanwhile, he has 4 kids and he has the largest land mass. He owns the largest land mass in America.
No, in the world. He owns more property than any other landowner in the world by acreage. And I almost put him on a Bloomberg interview speaking about that very thing. The interviewer said that to him. And he's like, well, you know, that is true, but I'm pretty tapped out. I don't know if I can buy anymore. Like, he's a really good person and he's out to save us all. It's all under the guise of saving us. He's the guy that brought us Captain Planet after all, Luke.
Yeah, the so-called superheroes, but there's nothing super about them except their eugenics and plan for all of us. And, you know, this all needs to be exposed. I mean, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds started the modern eugenics movement, and they're still going ahead with it. The eugenics movement is still alive very much well in today's world, and we have to fight it for our humanity, for our dignity, and for our lives, period. And it's sad that we have to, you know, do this in life, but this is a great battle that we, you know, are fighting right now, and we have to stand up for everybody, for all of human life, and I think that's exactly what you documented in your film perfectly, that these people don't give a damn about anybody but themselves. These elites They are here to ruin this country and make it into a third world despotism. And we are here to make sure that freedom, sovereignty, and liberty will prevail. And I think, and I know actually, we will be successful in our fight. And just based off the conversations that we did, I mean, it is such an incredible feeling to show the world these people who are supposedly so powerful and so strong, just cowering, running away. We had Ted Turner running away from us. He snapped at me first because I asked him, you know, how can you believe in population reduction when you have four kids and own the largest landmass in the world? And he just snapped at me. He just was like, that was before 1776. And he mumbled. Security had to hold him back. And then we kept chasing him down, and we kept chasing him down. And the video of him just, like, cowering and being afraid just shows how much power we really have if we stand up and if we believe in ourselves, because each life is worth the same as another life, and we have to understand that, and we have to push that agenda forward, that we are as equal as anybody else in this world, and nobody
is
better.
Luke Radowski is just as important as Ted Turner, even though his yearly income isn't what Ted Turner makes in a day, in an hour. What we make in a year, Luke, isn't what that man makes in probably 10 minutes. But you know what? The camera is the great equalizer, and our freedom and our humanity proves that when we take that camera and use it like any other tool out there. They use their cameras to propagandize against us, and we use our cameras to tell the world the truth.
You know, these people think they're all better and successful because they have all this money, but money doesn't equal success, doesn't equal happiness. If you're happy in what you're doing, if you're happy in life, then you are truly successful. And we all have to remember that. We don't have much, but we have each other, we have humanity, we have the people. We are able to communicate with each other, work with each other, and help each other out. And just doing everything by ourselves and acting instead of reacting to their problems, I think, is the solution. And building communities, helping each other out, is definitely the key and the way we should all move forward in this, I would say, evolution, and not even a revolution. I think it's more of an evolution of humanity.
I have to agree with you. Let's take a couple calls, and then on the other side of this break, we will play Stephen Colbert and Luke Radowski discussing the Bilderberg Group and Bohemian Grove prior to his show. And then if you missed the show, and I think it was the Thursday show, not the Friday show, you've got to see it. So let's take Eric in North Carolina. Eric, you're on the line.
Great job, fellas. Luke, it was a really big score. If you hadn't been carrying your camera in with you, you wouldn't have been able to produce that video. And it was a big score getting him to call out Bilderberg, even if he thought he was joking. Everybody needs to carry a camera and use it all the time. We're going to get the evidence on these people. Look, I heard the rebroadcast of the Oklahoma City bombing press conference they did. And this guy, Harmon Taylor, is a Dallas attorney that got the stay of execution for McVeigh so that he could pursue tort claims against the case for some of his clients. And he has really figured out how to educate people that the Constitution is void now, and we need to understand what's running things. And Jason, do you know this Harmon Taylor guy?
Not offhand. Is he one of the lawyers that represented the guy who died in jail that was trying to speak out against Oklahoma City?
I don't think so. He's from Dallas, and he did what he calls the Terre Haute litigation. He brought in federal court in Terre Haute, Indiana, to prevent McVeigh from being executed so that he could pursue the case and get, because McVeigh himself was evidence and they had victims that he
Well, I do know that Gore Vidal, the famous author, did go and visit McVeigh, and he espoused that, yes, McVeigh was part of a black ops team. And he kind of made an excuse for McVeigh, saying that McVeigh felt like he was a good soldier by not ratting out his co-conspirators. I appreciate the call, Eric.
One thing. Hey,
yeah, go ahead.
Look, I heard the rebroadcast on Randy Kelton's radio show, and Randy's really got a solution that can knock a lot of these bad guys down. And please look into Harmon Taylor.
Okay, I'll do that. Let's go to Josh in California. Josh, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on, Jason? I got 2 points. One, I want to commend you on Invisible Empire. Absolutely loved it. For me, you know, it really helped. I knew a lot of that stuff, and for me, it helped kind of simplify it. So when I, and I've sent the video out via email to multiple of my friends, I'm actually going to next Saturday. I'm making a bunch of copies, and my goal is hopefully, I don't get arrested, but my goal is to actually go over to law enforcement and try to inform them and hand out your DVDs just strictly to law enforcement on Saturday next
week. Well,
weekend.
Listen, you won't get arrested if you approach them as sir and ma'am and you remain respectful and you try to keep your anger on hold if they say, no, I can't accept it. I've had so many cops, especially in New York City, say that they can't accept a DVD, and then 10 minutes later, I'll go around the corner and across the street, and I'll talk to a cop for 5 minutes about something else and say, hey, do you want this DVD? And then they will take it. So just a suggestion, when you're dealing with law enforcement, sir, ma'am, be as polite as possible. Offer them the DVD, but if they say they can't take it, don't preach it too long. Just move on. Some of them will take that DVD, and you want that. Even if only one in five or ten takes it, they are going to show it to their partner. They may show it to their sheriff, their station chief, their entire department, if we're lucky. And, you know, that's why I read some of these reviews where a kid who has been ridiculed in his school probably for years about the New World Order was able to convince the teachers to have a screening, and he was probably a well-liked kid, so everybody humored him, and oh, we're gonna go watch Tommy's movie and we'll all have a good laugh. Well, they didn't come out laughing, they came out in awe and shock, and I've seen this firsthand on so many levels, on so many different occasions. We'll be back after this with Luke Radowski, the founder of We Are Change, and we're getting into the Colbert Report and the Bilderberg Group. I am Jason Burmes. It's the Info Warrior. Get Invisible Empire now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmess. And without any further ado, we are going to play this Colbert clip with an introduction by Luke Radowski of We Are Change. And on the other side, we're going to continue to take your calls, 888-201-2244. Let's hit the clip.
Guys, this is Luke here from We Are Change. Yesterday, I had a very good day, April 15, 2010, and I just wanted to share it with everybody here on YouTube. Now, me and my girlfriend 6 months ago reserved tickets for the Stephen Colbert Show, and we finally got our tickets yesterday. We go to the show, and before every show, Stephen does a little question and answer with the audience. So even before I was in my seat, I had my hand up and I was ready to go. And I did talk to Stephen, and I asked him a very important question about the Bilderberg Group. I asked him, Stephen, are you aware of secretive elite meetings that take place with the most influential and powerful people in banking, media, corporations, and government each year that decide public policy called the Bilderberg Group? And he kind of got a little shocked by that question, but he said, yeah, I know about it. And then he started talking about Sonia Sotomayor. So he was talking about the Bohemian Grove. And I interrupted him. I was like, no, that's the Bohemian Grove. The Bilderberg Group is actually more secretive. And that I'm actually a journalist that covers the Bilderberg Group and gets death threats because of it. And we had a whole dialogue, and we do get death threats for covering the Bilderberg Group. I did, Alex Jones does, and other journalists who aren't afraid to cover the group do get death threats and do get harassed for covering this secretive elite group that the mainstream media won't touch. But had this whole dialogue, they wouldn't let us film, so my girlfriend grabbed the camera clandestinely in between our talk, and you can actually see it right now.
Remember when Sonia Sotomayor, the wise Latina herself, complained that she wasn't allowed to be in last year? Yeah.
That's the Bohemian Grove.
You remember? You get me in?
I'm actually a journalist. I get death threats for covering it.
You get death threats?
Yes.
Do you have letters or anything?
The mainstream media.
Do you have letters?
I have phone calls.
You have phone calls?
Yes.
You have tapes? You have your recordings of these phone calls?
I record some of them, yes.
What do they say?
What do you think they're going to say?
Secret organization. And we will remain secret by killing a journalist.
Why would they kill a journalist? We actually
confront Bilderberg members like Bill Clinton, the IMF head, the World Bank head. We actually confront them on video cameras, and we tell them, what do you do at these meetings? And they run away. Like, we have everything on video. And it's the world's elite.
That's why. If I was a billionaire in one of these meetings, I'd just be naked all the time. They worship a big stone owl.
That's the Bohemian Grove. The Bilderberg Group is different than the Bohemian Grove. The Bilderberg Group is more secret. It's not a little vacation.
Okay.
It's the one. Now, we weren't allowed to film, so I'm sorry for the video quality, but we had to clandestinely film in the middle of our conversation. But, you know, after the conversation I had with Stephen, he goes and sits down and he does his new segment. And in the middle of his new segment, he just goes off and says,
"Everybody, thank you for joining us. I just want to thank you for the welcome you just gave me. And I just want to say that anybody out there watching, that if you're in the secret Bilderberg group, please don't assassinate freelance reporters. It's just not nice, guys. It's not nice. And please, call me. Call me. You owe me one, buddy. Okay.
All right, let's pull the clip.
That is the best part when he points at Luke and he says, you owe me one, buddy, Luke.
I mean, that's just amazing seeing someone on the mainstream media, and this pretty much hasn't been done ever before, mention the Bilderberg Group, you know, and it's just amazing that other people who, you know, never heard of the term Bilderberg Group will go online and look it up and research it. I mean, millions and millions of people watch the Colbert Show. Almost everybody I know watches it. So that's so many more people watching it. But the conversation I had with him, that was actually half of the conversation. We actually grabbed the camera late, but there was actually more conversation between me and Steven. Right before we played that clip.
So well, Luke, what's so important about this is the fact that you were not afraid to talk about this subject matter in front of an audience that had no idea who you were, had no idea what you were talking about, and because you braved through some laughter, some chuckling, some cute jokes by Stephen Colbert, you got this huge reward where literally millions of people were introduced to the idea of a secretive organization called the Bilderberg Group, and it's so timely because we're only, about a month away?
Yeah, almost 2 months is going to be in June, early June. Hopefully, I don't know, somewhere in Spain or England. It always changes the last week. Mm-hmm. So whenever it is, we're going to do our best to get out there and make sure we're going to cover the Bilderberg this year, wherever it is around the world.
Well, Luke, I just have to commend you for all the great work you're doing. You are doing incredible work. And I want to remind people that we are taking your calls, 888-201-2244. No bumper music, guys? Ain't I going off the air right now?
Coast to coast, okay. Direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
one asks about the crowd. No one looks behind the curtain, and no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I'll cross my heart, I'll take the vow.
I'm never going to turn. I'm not going to bend. I am going to fight till my last breath. And that should be the attitude of every man, woman, and child that knows how dire the times are at the moment. And they continue to get worse and worse as we as a populace really become more apathetic to things like the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. Oh, we have a new face in the presidency. He's going to save us and he's going to save the earth from global warming and everything's going to be okay now that Obama is in. Isn't that right, Luke?
I mean, it's just sad seeing people who are not awakened. But then there's a huge awakening happening every single day. His popularity is going down. But people are seeing through the left-right paradigm, and they're seeing what's right and wrong. And slowly and slowly, people are waking up, and I do believe there's going to come a time where we will take this system back for what it truly should be, and that's for and by the people.
Absolutely, and we have to have more and more people step up to the plate and do that. That's right, folks. A government-run for and by the people. Three separate sections that are checks and balances. A judicial, an executive, and a legislative. Not just an out-of-control executive branch under national security. All right, let's take some callers. We've got loaded phone lines for Luke Radowski, founder of We Are Change, and myself. Nathan and Marilyn. Nathan, you're on the line.
Hey,
yes, sir.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
First off, I have 2 points. Jason, just kudos to you for Invisible Empire. I mean, that movie was off the chain.
Well, thank you.
Really like the graphical enhancements, and that's the most close I've seen about the New World Order from officials I've ever seen. I mean, that was just great.
Well, let's stop for a second, and I thank you so much for liking the graphics. When I set out to do this film, I not only wanted it to be better than any other Patriot film out there visually, but I wanted to trump anything the History Channel puts out there as well to say, hey, we're professionals, we can make documentaries that people can relate to and can sit through because of those graphical elements. Now, on the other side, how many New World Order clips was I able to fit into there? Roughly around 200 different people talking about a quote-unquote New World Order. That's why it really gets me when I see some of these comments, and they're obviously by trolls or people that didn't want to watch the movie or are biased in the very beginning of watching it, saying, I didn't learn anything. There was nothing there I hadn't seen before. That's Johnny Nonsense. 80% of the clips in that movie have never been on the web, have never been on YouTube, and were seen for the first time this Thursday, Nathan.
And, yeah, definitely. I hear you with that. The second topic is I heard you talking about Ted Turner. And I was talking with my roommate last night, and we were doing research about eugenics and the UN policy, you know, with the population stuff.
I gotta let you go, man. I was getting UN policy and Ted Turner, but your phone just cut out, man. I don't like doing that, but at the same time, we gotta let the show flow, and I have to understand what you're saying to me. David in California. David, you're on the line.
Oh, wow. Awesome. First off, I want to say that is an awesome movie. Thank you very much for all the hard work you and the crew put in and making it. One of my family members who saw the movie, said, I don't even know how to properly say it. He believes that the Russians, you know, were supposedly occupying Afghanistan and not, you know,
And again, you know, you have to point out to the guy, because that is the official line on history. You have to point out that subsection in the movie where Brzezinski is quoted in La Nouvelle Observatoire. Now, we just have Peter Dale Scott talking about it, but if you get that article, and I use the Counterpunch article, which cites the La Nouvelle Observatoire article, you don't even need that. Robert Gates, the current Secretary of Defense, also wrote about how they were funding the Mujahideen prior to the Soviet invasion to goad them in. So there we have it. We have two separate sources. We have number one, the current Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, who was heavily involved in the Iran-Contra affair, by the way. I would like to get more into that, but again, you have a limited time period. And former National Security Advisor and still major player, Zbigniew Brzezinski, talking about it. He has to understand that he has been a victim of mainline propaganda, and these people are literally laughing in his face that he refuses to look beyond the mainstream. And these sources, by the way, are mainstream. They're out of the horse's mouth. It is an interview with Zbigniew Brzezinski and Robert Gates, David. I mean, that's how you got to come out with them, man. You just got to show them that. I mean, that's the bottom line.
One last thing I want to say is you and Jones are these co-agitators from Planet Pop Art or whatever. I'm the king.
Hey, man, I am a regular guy. I'm not a co-agitator. I'm not some kind of an agent. I can sit there and literally show pictures of myself growing up, you know, playing baseball with my grandma at my college. No, people are going to tell you that I am a reptilian Mossad agent from the star system Sirius. And it's unfortunate that there are those COINTELPRO operatives out there that get these mockingbirds to repeat that information. But Luke, I mean, I know that you've been this as well. There is so much disinfo thrown out there that is just Johnny nonsense about yourself, myself, Alex Jones, and really anybody who's making a difference against this system.
I mean, there's a lot of hate out there, whether it's some paranoid schizophrenic or whether it's, you know, just ops that, you know, within the government, they just want to destroy you and put you down. But whatever it is, you know, you can't let it get to you. You got to know yourself that you're doing something right. And as long as you're listening to yourself, listening to your heart, there's nothing that could stop you or deter you. I mean, they could talk all the trash they want, but we have to expect that. We're not doing anything wrong. We're doing what we feel is right. We're doing the, you know, God's work pretty much. And we're busting our humps trying to, you know, save humanity. So whatever they want to say about us, I don't even care. It doesn't even acknowledge me. It doesn't even bother me because I know we got a mission to take care of and we got to stay straight on this road and not divert to any little crazy theory about us.
Absolutely. And we're going to go to David in New Jersey in just a moment. But I want to read another little small review of the film. This movie is devastating to the people that have tried to tell us that the New World Order doesn't exist or that it's some sort of altruistic world peace revolution. Jason Burmes absolutely knocked this one out of the park. What are your thoughts, David, in New Jersey?
Hey, Jason. I saw the film, I saw half of it. What I saw of it was amazing. I showed it to my mom.
Excellent.
She thought she was afraid to watch the rest of it.
Well, at least you got the beginning in there, man, and I think that she will come around to watching the rest of it. I remember my first awakening to these subjects, although I wasn't shutting the films off. I was definitely having trouble grasping these realities. And I did lose sleep. I did wake up in cold sweats. But at the same time, I said to myself, you know what? I'm not a child. And this is back when I am literally 21 years old. I said to myself, I'm not a child. I need to stop acting like one. I am an adult. I need to take the thumb out of my mouth, stop sucking it, and get out of the fetal position and take action, David. You know, we can't be crippled by fear. I don't think that I came at this movie with any kind of fear-mongering or trying to scare people, but I need them aware of what we're up against, David.
Yeah, that's what happened to me after I saw Endgame. Mm-hmm. That movie is probably the scariest movie I've ever seen. If you've seen Invisible Empire, I recommend you go see Endgame because it's
well, Endgame is another movie out there about the New World Order. It's by Alex Jones, and where it differs from mine, instead of just a all-out history lesson, it's integrated with the history of eugenics and this transhumanist agenda. I appreciate the call, David. Luke, I remember being at the premiere of Endgame in New York City with you and thinking to myself, wow, this is yet another powerful film that has the potential to reach millions, and it did.
Yeah, it was a great event. A lot of people loved the movie. We had, you know, Immortal Technique there, Dead Prez there. It was an amazing event. And we're going to be doing, you know, events this year again in New York City for the 9th anniversary. We're trying to build a way for the 10th anniversary, which is going to be in about a year and a half. But this, you know, this 9/11, we're going to do what we always do, and we're going to raise money for first responders. This year we're also planning on raising money for veterans who are coming back and are wounded from the war, but we're looking for an organization that is not pro-war that we could actually donate the money to. So if you know any, please contact me on Facebook or the contact stuff on wearechange.org, and we're going to keep fighting for what's right. Every 9/11, we have to make a stand here in New York City and make sure that the people here know that there are still is a large number of people who are not going to back down.
That's right, and it was with a heavy heart that I wasn't able to attend this year's events on 9/11. I'd been there in 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, and 2008, and you can bet that I will be there in 2009 or 2010 and 2011 when it is the 10th anniversary, because I believe that we can have a better showing than we did on the 5th anniversary. As I espoused then, before the 5th anniversary, Americans like 5s, 10s, 20, 25s. So the 10th anniversary has the potential to be the biggest yet, and we have to build on that through the 9th anniversary and the next year following. Let's go to Betsy in California. Betsy, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. First of all, I'd like to say it's a great honor that you have Luke Rudowski with you, and he's in my prayers. I pray for We Are Change frequently and for the safety and well-being of everybody to do with Alex and yourself and everybody to do with your program, because you're doing a wonderful job that nobody else is doing.
Well, thank you.
And so we appreciate it. You mentioned people that were in Invisible Empire. I've ordered but have not received it yet.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Rohrabacher. He
yes.
is my representative.
Mm-hmm. I will say this, Betsy, he is speaking out against the supposed New World
okay.
Order. Yes, he's not pro New World Order.
I call their office frequently in D.C., and mm-hmm. I've found that on most issues, he seems to square with good thinking.
Yes.
And so I was going to be highly disappointed and down in his office with a broom. I mean,
well,
really
let me say this, Betsy. Let me
it.
Give you the quote. Let me give you the quote. His quote is, "This used to be the United States of America, not the United States of the New World Order." Now, I'm
okay.
not going to give Dana Rohrabacher a pass on everything. He is one of the few people out there that has discussed that there seems to be something more to the OKC bombings. But at the same time, he doesn't go as far as Jason Burmis and Invisible Empire. The one place where I really have to disagree with Dana is on the run-up to the Iraq war. He was constantly on real-time with Bill Maher saying things like, the Iraqis are going to love it when we liberate them. He literally said that they would be throwing flowers at our feet. And I remember about 2 to 3 years after the invasion, he was confronted with that quote and said, well, we made a little bit of a mistake. So is Rohrabacher perfect? No, but I think I portray him in a pretty good light in the 10 seconds I give him in the film. Appreciate the call, Betsy.
I would agree with you, because I found that in the area of war and military, that's the area I don't agree with him. And would you please explain sea bombings? You mentioned that. You said in the area of sea bombings.
I'm not sure sea bombings, what I was talking about, or you must have misheard me. I appreciate the call, Betsy. I didn't say anything about sea bombings. Well, you were on the air, right, Luke? I don't know what that is.
I don't know anything about sea bombings.
I'm not sure what the terminology means. Let's go to Jesse in Texas. Jesse, you're on the line.
Hey, Luke. Hey, Jason. What's up, man?
How you doing?
I had the honor to show a few people the, it's a film by Alex Jones. It's the
Road to Tyranny?
Obama Deception.
Yes, the Obama Deception.
And
sure.
He actually, he actually said, you know what, you're absolutely right about everything, and he even put it on MySpace and on Facebook and on everything.
Well, that's what's so important
social.
About these films, Jesse, is that you take the ball and run with it. You get the link to Invisible Empire and you post it all over your Facebook. You post it on the social networking sites. You get on the Colbert forums and you get on the Limbaugh forums and the Hannity forums and you say, hey, check this movie out. That's why we put all this information out for free. Let me repeat that. For free. My movie was on the web literally hours for free. We didn't take it down. We actually encouraged it. We put it up full for free only a few hours after the PrisonPlanet.tv release. Of course, you can see it in higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get all of our movies for download. Burn them to disc. DivX discs are now the norm. Most people have a DVD player with a DivX codec built in, so you can literally burn 3, 4, 5 of these films and give them to your aunt, your uncle, your friends, your families, and open those eyes Films are the new media. People speak MTV. They don't read anymore. We liken this to Thomas Paine's Common Sense. A lot of people don't like that analogy, but it's the truth. Common Sense was the book, the pamphlet of the day, and that's why we make movies, because that's the medium of today, Luke.
It definitely is, and we're taking it back, and less people are watching the mainstream media. They're not buying their newspapers anymore. They're going on YouTube and seeing the top videos, and the top videos right now, you know, Invisible Empire, you know, the We Are Change videos even. And that shows how strong, you know, our resistance really is, because, you know, whether you're left or you're right, the truth is the truth, and it's stronger than any party alignment, than any idea. And that just speaks to so many people, and just everybody passing it on to everybody just makes it so much more stronger. And you can't stop it. There's nothing stopping your movie and the truth from coming out.
Absolutely. And there's a Gandhi quote. I'm probably going to butcher it here. But he said, even when you are one person speaking the truth is still the truth. Even if nobody else believes it, if you're in a minority of one, Luke, the truth is the truth.
It definitely is, and we have to stand behind that and make sure we fight for what is right. And, you know, we've been lied to too long. I mean, we've been told a bag of lies. We've been sold it so many times, and people just know. I mean, they don't know everything, but the majority of people out there know that something is wrong, know that we're being lied to, know that government is corrupt, and know that we need a change. And by showing them, we give them the details of everything that's going on, and it shocks a lot of people. But we have to understand this truth that we are spreading around the world is a gift. It's a beautiful gift that we have to take it, appreciate it, and share it with everybody that there is. And you putting your movie online for free is so powerful, so great, because a lot of poor people who can't see the movie will see it, and we'll pass it on to everybody. It makes it that much stronger, and you could see that your heart is in the right place, because you're doing it not for the money, you're doing it for humanity, and I commend you for that so much.
Well, we're not here to try to preach to the choir. You know, I put a lot of things in there that I knew that hardcore NWO researchers had never seen before, so that we would have that base. But this movie is designed for somebody that has maybe heard about the New World Order and kind of brushed it off, or maybe never heard about it at all. And it's a crash course in globalism, in tyranny, in false flag terror, in assassinations. And I cannot thank Mark Dice, G. Edward Griffin, Peter Dale Scott, and even Cindy Sheehan making a cameo in my picture and really making it that much stronger. On the other side of the break, we're going to continue to take your calls, 888-201-2244. If you want to support us, folks, please get the DVD over at Infowars.com. Make 10, make 100, make 1,000, make 10,000. Copies and hand them out. Become active. Become a member of WeAreChange.org. Start your own chapter in your local community. We'll be back with Luke Radowski for his final segment after this.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Paranoia strikes deep. Into your life it will creep.
We are back, and we're taking your calls, 888-201-2244, on any subject, but especially my latest, my greatest film, really the culmination of years and years of research and really a year and a half of blood, sweat, and tears into this. Folks, I do a lot of my own graphics. I do a lot of my own editing. I did all of those interviews myself, whether it was Cindy Sheehan at the G20. We flew out to California to go talk to G. Edward Griffin. We flew Peter Dale Scott here, and we went out to California to talk to Mark Dice, all of which did a great job. And it's only through your support that I will be able to make more films. I don't know what my next project is going to be, but it very well may be my mind-controlled picture. That's MK-controlled. In other words, mind-controlled, like MK-Ultra, where we not only take a look at the MK-Ultra program, but Jonestown and modern mind control. That's really something that I want to put out there, Luke, because people don't understand how they're being manipulated on a daily basis. It's something we touch upon on Invisible Empire, but it really deserves more than a second look.
Yeah, I mean, the psychological and social experiments that have been done with so many different people out there are just so crazy. I mean, and it's so, you know, you just go out there, you go out to a nightclub, and you could see how people are just, like, told what to do and told how to act, and you could see, you know, the TV just pretty much telling us how to live our lives, and people listen to it and obey it. And I think that would be a great project for you to embark on, because a lot of people don't know how they're being controlled. And you talked about it a little bit in your film. I thought that was great, but I think a feature-length documentary on that issue will spark a lot of people up and make them understand the control grid that we are really under.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen the film, we talk about Edward Bernays and the book Propaganda, and in the opening chapter, he literally tells you that there is an elite superclass behind the scenes that are making decisions and truly compose the invisible government that not only run this country, but the world. Let's continue to take some callers. Last segment with Luke Radowski of wearechange.org. If you're not active, if you don't know what to do, Luke and other members can really guide you in the direction you need to be going in. Betty in North Carolina. Betty, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Hello.
I listened to some of the trailers of your movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered it, and I haven't received it as of yet, so I'm looking forward and watching it.
Well, Betty, I can't wait for it to get to you. I know that they started shipping them out. I believe they came in on Tuesday or Wednesday, but we did have a couple 1,000 pre-orders, which is very tough to run through. So hopefully, I've been getting phone calls that people have been receiving. A couple of people received their DVDs on Friday, on Saturday morning, but I'm sure a ton are going to get out there Monday and Tuesday. As soon as you see the film, let's try to get a screening party together. Let's reach out to your children, your grandchildren, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your parents. Everybody out there needs to see this film. That's why I made it. Thank you so much, Betty. Let's go to Craig in California. Craig, you're online.
Hey, Jason. I just wanted to say I got your film yesterday. I'm going to be watching it today, but I have one pretty much major question to find out. If your film covers at all the role of any heads of religions, or especially the Catholic Church in the New World Order?
Well, I actually do have a quote, not from the recent Pope, but who is it? John Paul II, I think, is who I have in there. And I have him in front of the United Nations in this little chair. And you zoom out from that picture into a larger picture of him speaking about a new world order in front of the United Nations. That's pretty much the extent of where I went with the Catholic Church. I do not believe that the Catholic Church is at the apex of the power structure. I think that they are part of the New World Order, no doubt, and they are used as another control mechanism, especially to control not only the religious masses, but kind of manage their pedophile guilds. So yes, we do mention the Pope. No, it's not a main focus, but we try to put little bits and pieces everywhere in the film. I appreciate the call, Craig, and I appreciate Luke Radowski of WeAreChange.org's time. Go ahead, Luke, finish us off.
Hey, thanks for having me on. This Saturday, we're going to be premiering Police State 2 in New York City. Bring some canned foods. We're going to be feeding the homeless as well.
Away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Jason Burmes, if you missed any of the program, we have the podcast over at the InfoWarrior.com following the show. And if you become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you get the broadcast in the highest possible quality, 64 kilobytes, commercial free, as well as the video broadcast. Or you could be tuning in live right now to the television show / video broadcast of the InfoWarrior. I want to thank Luke Radowski again for spending an entire hour with us. For those that didn't hear what he was saying, he got cut off at the end. He is going to be holding a screening in New York City next weekend of Police State 4. Go to WeAreChange.org for information on that. Let's continue with the phone calls. Jacob in Maryland. Jacob, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hello.
Hey, I saw your new film, Invisible Empires. I'm probably going to need to re-see it since there are parts that I missed. But I think it's good. I think in the next film, I guess, it's more related to your focus on mind control. You should talk about more in nationalism about in your next film and how the elite can manipulate nationalistic symbols to control the masses.
So what you're talking about is you would like to see a little bit more of the jingoism, the way to motivate people into wars and how they mesmerize populaces, correct?
Pretty much. That's, I think, yeah, your first, this film was more on about the internationalists and what they want to do. But I think you could do that. And I think that would be more appropriate with other film you're doing, I guess.
Well, I really think that the thing is, though, Jacob, a lot of these people who are internationalists invoke nationalism in populations to motivate them into situations that bring about globalization. Let me give you an example. In my film, Fabled Enemies, at the end, I show the part where George Bush is on the rubble of the World Trade Center in front of all these firefighters and cops, and he's screaming out of that bullhorn, you know, I hear you, and the world hears you, and the people that did this are going to hear all of us soon. And everybody's like, ah, yeah, woo! And that's nationalism. All of a sudden, he had all these people in a fervor for Americanism, for sensationalism, for the red, white, and blue. But what was the motivation behind that? It wasn't for nationalism, sovereignty, individualism. No, it was for globalization and imperialism to motivate a populace, and not only an American populace, but a world populace, to get behind wars against brown people in deserts. So I think I've touched upon that, and I'm going to continue to touch upon those themes in future projects. I appreciate the call, Jacob. Let's go to Charles in Florida. Charles, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, I wanted to say my favorite part of the movie had to have been when you were telling us how you awakened to all of this. It's truly a miracle how you awoke, how you went to being materialistic to actually realizing that you were at a turning point and that you didn't have a choice of what to do. Mm-hmm. I'm in the position of myself where I'm kind of scared to go out and lose, like, the luxuries of my life. I want to go to college, and I want to get a degree, and I want to do things by the book and pay income tax. I know it sucks, but at the same time, you know, I don't want to get thrown in jail, and I don't want to, you know, have my parents bail me out and then go back into the world and, like, you know, feel like discomfort in jail and comforts the world.
Let me say this. Let me say this, Charles. I also want the comforts that supposedly society is supposed to provide me. But no one's going to provide you anything until you provide for yourself. And I grew up extremely poor. Materials and money were probably the most important thing to me. My biggest thing was, and I've never taken anything from the state in my entire adult life. I've never taken any kind of social services, nothing from the state. I refuse to take from the government whatsoever. But at the same time, you have to decide for yourself that you're going to take care of yourself. And I had to work 40, 60, 70, sometimes 80 hours in a week to pay my rent. And I still do have to work. I'm here every day, folks. I was here yesterday. I was here the day before. Jason Vermes doesn't get a day off in the InfoWars. So that fear of them coming to get me is expunged. It's gone. I'll let them do what they will. They will expose themselves if they ever come after a man based on his ideas that he's sharing with the world. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes.
Max, what did you do with the remote? Now what am I going to do? I guess I can go online to find a new one. Okay, here's a site. ReplacementRemotes.com. Let us repair or replace any remote control. Well, I guess they can't repair this one. Thanks, Max. Wow, they have my original remote. And an exact replacement that doesn't need programming. Hey, Max, here's the deal. I can use the coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. ReplacementRemotes.com has all my remotes for my TVs and accessories. I can order online at ReplacementRemotes.com or call them at 336-377-2220. I wonder if they sell dog toys.
For all your remote control needs, visit ReplacementRemotes.com at 336-377-2220.
ReplacementRemotes.com. ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplacementRemotes.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Take on evil. Go after tyranny. Make the world a better place. Those are the things that I'm doing. And the last caller said, hey, I really want to be a part of society. I want those luxuries. Jason Vermes wants those luxuries, too. He wants to own his own home. He wants to have some land. He wants a garage. He wants a family one day. He'd like to be a little league coach. He'd like to not have to worry about his bills. And I do believe one day I will be able to achieve that through the means that I'm working with now. And that is spreading truth, spreading information, making films that make a difference, not coming back, not fearing the system. And if you want to go to college, that's fine. I'm not saying that all college is worthless, but know what you're going there for. Don't be like, oh, I'm going to college, bro. It's going to be awesome. Spring break this year. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to do a keg stand. Yeah. No, that's not why you go to college. You go to college to get a degree in the field that you would like to spend the rest of your life in. Now, that doesn't always work out, and a lot of people just use that time to party and go after chicks and really just revel in immorality. Now, I'm not saying there isn't a time to take a pretty girl out or sit around and watch the football game or high-five your fraternity brother. That is certainly there. But perhaps instead of going to college, you go to a trade school or you know the program that you really want to be involved in. When I went to college, I had actually been accepted into the Art Institute of Philadelphia, and that's where I was originally going to go. I was going to do graphics like this. I originally thought, hey, maybe one day I'll work on The Simpsons. I'm a huge Simpsons fan. I missed it tonight, but I will watch it when I get home. Okay? So I had that mindset, and then my parents pulled on me about a month before I graduated high school. We can't afford that school. You can't go there. So I was forced to go to a state school, but I picked the state school with the computer graphics program. And why did I do that? So that 10 years later, I could make Invisible Empire, so that I could get a film out there in professional quality. And I taught a lot of those programs to myself. I taught myself Adobe Photoshop. I learned Illustrator. I was learning Bryce and Maya at the time. I even learned a little After Effects. And it was only through the advent of my latest graphics guy, Michael Whiteside, who edited roughly about the first hour of the film, that I was able to brush up on those techniques and really contribute to this picture. So you have to have a mindset that you want to make a difference, but know where you want to go. And that doesn't mean that you can't live an ordinary life. That doesn't mean you can't tell your parents and have them not look at you strange. They may look at you strange the first 10, 20, 100,000 times. I literally had my stepfather once, while I was being dropped off from my job as a pizza guy. I was working long hours. He tells the guy that drops me off, yeah, all that conspiracy crap. We just hope that we don't open Jason's bedroom one day and see a jar full of formaldehyde and ears. I'm like, what? Wait, you think I'm crazy enough that I would cut my ear off and put it in formaldehyde because I'm telling you about global government? And that was the attitude. Jason's talking about a new world order. My stepfather did not believe a word I was saying. Now he's one of my biggest fans. After Loose Change, he kind of had an awakening, and he keeps up with the radio show, and I just mailed him Invisible Empire. I hope he watched over the weekend. He's a pretty busy guy. We'll see what happens. But at the same time, he does not look at me at the as the guy that's going to cut off his ear. He doesn't look at me as the crazy guy. He looks at me as the guy that had tremendous persistence and refused to say die and really achieved his dreams. Because let me tell you, folks, when you tell your friends that one day you would like to move to Texas and make films with Alex Jones, you know what they do? They laugh right in your face. Let's go to my next caller. Let's go to Tommy in Scotland. Tommy, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for taking my call, and brilliant film. I watched it there. I watched it a couple of times so far. Absolutely beautiful. My story, my friend, 8 years ago, just 3 weeks before 9/11, mm-hmm. I walked into a mosque in Glasgow and I became a Muslim. Now, I came from an Irish Catholic family where the Irish were demonized in the UK and Britain for the terrorism of the IRA. Mm-hmm. Now, I've met my wife for 15 years. We've now got three of the wonderful, most beautiful kids. My wife came from Africa, mm-hmm. and she's a Christian. And my life, I've been telling my life story and my view of the world on the UK radio stations for the last 8 years. And mm-hmm. I've been inspired by the likes of yourself and Alex Jones. Much of the information I've used, I've been, you know, for the last 8 years since Islam came into my life is when I've been getting education and knowledge. And for people like yourself, I want to say God bless you and thank you very much for what you've done, because you're opening up the minds of other people. But for 8 years, I've been integrated with Muslims, and they're the most peaceful, loving people out there. And nothing could be further from the truth, from the image that is given in your country, in this country, about these people. And so for the last 8 years, I've took it upon myself to go on the radio using Alex Jones, using your Loose Change film. I've now got my own website, Radical Pacifist Online. I've just put your film on there for everyone to watch. And I've started my own internet radio station, because we don't have anything like you guys have got over there. And it's all about increasing your knowledge. It's about a mind control society and breaking down those barriers that people have got that have been controlled. And it's given as much information about peace, love, and unity, and creating a new destiny and a new future for us all, because these illegal shysters, these criminals in suits, their downfall is coming, people, and we have to collectivise, we have to believe in ourselves and get together and let everyone. This film, Jason, I have to say, is beautiful, and for all your American listeners, come and join up. As I say, my stance is to all Muslims who are out there, is to take the radical pacifist stance. If you stay at your house, don't make any bombs, don't do anything, because when a world is made up of so much violence coming from such a small nucleus of people, the Illuminati, the illegitimate Omega, these people that are controlling and manipulating society with false flag operations, for any normal state Muslim, sit back and be a pacifist.
Because well, I think these people need to do, Tommy, and I thank you for the call, great caller, is to get into civil disobedience. Civil disobedience. That's what can be successful in this day and age. And people like Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. were well aware of the effects that civil disobedience has on the establishment when the masses get involved in that activity. Let's go to our next caller, Rob in Illinois. Rob, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Great to talk to you, mm-hmm. President Planet member. I was born awake. So a lot of this, this new film is fantastic. I mean, the research you put into it was just unbelievable. But back in the 90s, the first time I heard G. Edward Griffin was on the Chuck Carter show. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I would like to see more of would be the Rothschild influence.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I put in the thing was that I've seen the banking movies. I've seen the Money Masters. It's like 3 hours long. I did sparsely put the Rothschilds in the film when I'm talking about the political elite coming down and not waiting for these unions to be formed to push towards a one world government. I show Lord de Rothschild in the wrap up to my film when I'm talking about making sure that people don't fall for their solutions so easily as they're portrayed as heroes. I showed the cover of the Hero Gene with the younger Rothschild that's promoting global warming out there. I did have a little bit of a banking section and a Federal Reserve section in the film, but I just had to cut it, man. With 2 hours and 12 minutes, it was so difficult to put everything I could in. So I tried to put bits and pieces of these people in there. You know, I wasn't able to really go into George Soros. I wasn't really able to go into Greenspan perhaps as much as I'd like, or Bernanke, but you do see their faces integrated in the film, and I really do put it on the viewers to not just take Invisible Empire as gospel, but to do their own research and expand on it.
Right. But the Rothschilds would make a good movie just in itself, because they are so secretive. To bring that to light, the research that you put into that, to put into a film on the Rothschilds, would be awesome.
I agree. You know, I think that there should be a bigger Rothschild film out there. I know there's a lot of stigma. Oh, you can't go after the Rothschilds because Hitler made a propaganda film about them back in the day. No, this family is at the apex of the power structure. They may not be as visible as a Rockefeller, but they are as powerful, if not more powerful, and may be at the top of the food chain. Appreciate the call, Rob. Let's go to Bob in New Jersey. Bob, you're on the line. The number is 888-201-2244. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, I love the film. It's excellent. I love the fact that, you know, every time I watch it, you get more and more bits and bits of truth. Mm-hmm. Beginning's excellent. It's a great way to, you know, show someone who's not awakened that, you know, if you did it, they can do it too. It's accessible. Just wanted to know if you could talk a little bit about where you found all that footage. Obviously, that stuff's just not popping up on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the deal. I pretty much honed my research skills beyond YouTube and file sharing networks while I worked on the Loose Change Pictures. I found out again about great archives out there. Vanderbilt TV archive is out there. You would be shocked. Vanderbilt TV is a library system where you rent, I guess, DVDs. Well, you don't really rent them. You make a compilation DVD, and it's about $27 a clip. I think they charge you a $50 fee to compile it on there, and they can fit as much as they can on a 4.7 gigabyte disc, but you're paying basically for these compilation DVDs. And I get sent these big compilation DVDs of news from as far back as the late 50s and early 60s in some cases. And I go through those, and I pick out the key parts and the key dates that I want to use. Now, on top of that, I was able to use the C-SPAN archive and search keywords and key terms. And obviously, there's a ton of stuff out there that no one's seen that are at these policy meetings and backroom meetings and small presentations. But I'll get into where I got the other information. On the other side, Bob, stay with us. It's the Info Warrior.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state,
Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to play a little bit more of Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. We're taking your calls, 888-201-2244. And I'm talking to Bob in New Jersey on where do I get all this information? How do I do the research for this? Well, I Google key terms. I find these quotes. I find the dates. And then I try to see if video coincides with them. I try to see if maybe it's on the C-SPAN archive or maybe there was a news story about it at Vanderbilt TV. But Jason, what about that speech from Roosevelt that I've never heard? Well, what did I do there? I saw the quote. I put the quote into Google, and that's why I love the internet. I would have never been able to make these films 10 years ago or maybe even 5 years ago because the information wasn't as readily available. So I find out where the quote is. I find out the date that that's on. I end up going into the National Archives, which are public, and lo and behold, they have the MP3 of Roosevelt's speech about this. And I took that speech and I got some more archive footage, but it definitely took me many, many years to accumulate all that stuff. And I didn't even use everything I had, Bob. For instance, I wanted to throw in somewhere Noam Chomsky's 3-hour dissertation on the New World Order from the late 80s most people don't know about, and so much more. So I'm hoping that I can awaken the next big filmmaker out there, and they can do an even better job than I've done, Bob.
Are you doing any screenings or anything around the country?
We'll see. I mean, people are offering this, that kind of thing to me here and there. I was able to screen the film on opening night in San Antonio with We Are Chains over at the Alamo Draft House, and we'll probably put a video of that up as well. Luke Radowski screened it in New York City last evening. I know it's being screened in places like Colorado and California, but without the film going viral, without people like you getting the link out to as many people as possible, I probably won't be doing a tour, but I am hoping Very much so. That alternative radio networks like KPFK and WBAI, if you listen to those stations, if you email those people with information, please get my movie to them because they can help make it big not only on the West Coast but the East Coast as well. And whether I'm there to be at a screening or not, the film can be screened. So we are hoping that this thing does for 9/11 or for anti-New World Order movement, what Loose Change did for the 9/11 Truth Movement in bringing it into the mainstream, Bob.
Thanks a lot. It's an awesome film.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I love that you got it out there, and I love that you're showing people. Forrest in West Virginia. Forrest, you are on the line. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about this awesome film that just came out.
Yes, sir, man.
Endgame was my favorite film. Sold at Infowars.com, but I have to say that Invisible Empire in New World Order Defined is probably the greatest documentary of all time.
Well, I thank you so much about that, man. I really was trying to step the game up. For people that have commented on the intro, I didn't steal the intro, but I got the intro idea from a film called Bigger, Stronger, Faster that's all about steroids. And he was able to do this like funny little introduction where he was talking about people that use steroids that used to be his heroes, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, and yes, even Hulk Hogan. And I thought to myself, man, he did a really good job of kind of humanizing himself and preparing people for the subject matter, but bringing them in a lighthearted way where it would be interesting. And I thought to myself, Hogan was part of the New World Order wrestling team. And I'd often gone on radio programs and said, before I woke up to 9/11, that's what the New World Order was to me. It was Hulk Hogan and Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, and it was a wrestling group. It was a big joke. I never looked beyond that big joke. And I thought if I could bring people in through humor and my little story, maybe I can reach the millions of people I'm trying to reach, Forrest.
Yeah, I have a couple questions.
Sure.
Who was that elderly man that you had interviewed for the film?
You're talking about Peter Dale Scott. Peter Dale Scott is an author, historian, and poet, and he is actually the person that coined the term parapolitics and has written several books on what he now calls deep politics. And Peter was just great. He's not as old as you think. He's in his early 70s, but he's still touring. He was just at, I believe, a big conference out in California. I think he's got another conference coming up, but he has written some very, very powerful books. And to me, he is ahead of the game on a lot of research out there. And I think that his work is really timeless and is going to be around long after he's gone, Forrest.
Yeah, it was also cool seeing Mark Dice. He had a big role in the film. Mm-hmm. And also has Madeleine Albright changed her views on the New World Order? Because it seemed like that a lot of the news footage from the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s were like speaking out against the New World Order.
You're talking about Madeleine Albright when she's talking about whether or not we should have a new world order or one in which the United States is the policeman on the new world order. Now, this is before she's Secretary of State. She's talking about this. So, Forrest, hold over and we'll have that discussion, because a lot of these clips that I pulled were on forums about the new world order. Madeleine Albright might be featured there, but what you don't see is people like Pelosi and Daschle in the crowd. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Let's start
Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Virginia, and we are actually going to play the clip that Forrest is referring to in the film. And what I was trying to do here wasn't so much show you who was pro New World Order and who was against it, but just show that it was a buzzword at the time and a lot of people were commenting on it. And I was showing not only educational and institutional chairs, not only government people, but people within the media as well. And right here, a guy named Ornstein is holding this kind of open forum where these separate entities, whether they're Madeleine Albright, who's part of government, I believe there's a Harvard professor there who gets a quote, and several others discussing the New World Order. So let's hear what Madeleine Albright has to say about the New World Order.
I think that we have, in fact, kind of had this term thrown at us, and many of us have not liked it, partially because of the previous historical connotation, and partially because I think it doesn't really deal with the way the world ought to be or is at the moment. But we are far from seeing a world order, and I'm not sure that it is in best U.S. interest to have a new world order in which we are the policemen.
All right, well, so let's stop it right there. Now, if you noticed, Forrest, she's not necessarily against the New World Order. She's against the New World Order if the United States is the policeman. And she also mentions there that she doesn't know how far away we are from this world order, or what I would say is a global government. So she's knocking the term, but she's not really knocking the idea system that we need global governance. You know what I'm saying, Forrest?
Yeah. Yeah, because I could see how a lot of people could be fooled into thinking that the New World Order is great, because America would be like the biggest superpower, and it would be calling all the shots around the world, and it would make America prosperous. But yeah, the New World Order, it would just totally screw over America.
Well, that's why I had this layout of a picture. I said, hey, I'm going to introduce myself. I'm going to do a short history on the term after I have established that the term is not only in existence, but being used by political heavyweights such as David Cameron, Wesley Clark, Paul Wolfowitz, Michael Mullen, Steny Hoyer, and many others. Tony Blair is in that first segment where I show about seven different world leaders and political bigwigs talking about the global order. I then move on to the large proponent of the New World Order to this day. That would be George H.W. Bush, after I tell you the history of it behind Hitler and Samuel Zane Batten and H.G. Wells. And during this period that H.W. starts announcing a new world order, just about every player in the game is talking about it. I could have shown you Lee Hamilton and many others, and there were so many that were actually cut out of the end credits, where we did fit in about 65 to 100 new world order quotes in about 90 seconds. And when we're interviewing G. Edward Griffin about the United Nations and about this new world order, he said, well, you know, a new world order could put an end to war because you'd only have one dictator, right? And he mentions, well, Hitler had that plan. And then later on, he talks about his first book, The Fearful Master, where he was critical of the United Nations. And he was saying, look, the United Nations was promoted as our last best hope, our last vestige for world freedom. It was going to promote trade and all these wonderful things. And he says, I wish it were those things, but it's not. And then we lay out why the United Nations is not an organization we should be supportive of, and is not an organization we should allow to be any more of an engine for the new world order than it already is. Forrest, I'm so glad you liked the picture. Get it out to as many people as you can. We got to jump. Let's go to Sam in Oregon. Sam, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey there.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I work in a body shop out in Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. And we have a prototype that I just painted. It's a crowd control. It's an actual trailer that probably extends, it opens up to about 40 to 50 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And they are supposed to start mass producing them, at least in Oregon.
All right, hold on. Stop for a second for me. Now, you're working in a body shop, just so the listeners understand this. And somebody brought in something to work on, one of these trailers. Now, are you saying that this trailer expands out to 40 to 50 feet? And if so, I mean, is this thing mobile? What's inside? Tell us about this trailer.
It's a mobile. It pretty much what you do is you open the side swing off of each trailer, and then there's an actual sliding door that slides again on each side. Mm-hmm. And there's a big door with, you know, it's all bulletproof. I've got pictures of it. I was going to try to send it to
yes,
you guys.
Yes, please try to send it to tips@infowars.com. Either put FEMA trailer or DHS trailer or crowd control trailer in the index line there. Let me ask you some other questions. Were you able to go inside this thing?
Yeah, because what they did is this was just a prototype. Mm-hmm. Then to bring it to the people, and now I just got word from the guy. The guy actually quit that brought it to us. He's doing some stuff on his own, but now he told me that they're for sure they're going to do 1,000 of them.
Now I want to make this clear. Now, is this just a trailer that's supposedly bulletproof and going to block off crowd control, or is this also kind of a secondary screening trailer where they have this new equipment that's supposed to be able to tell whether you're going to bomb something, or you might be violent, or you might be a dissident by putting you against a camera and asking you questions? Did you see that type of equipment in the trailer, or is there room for that type of equipment? What was the layout of this thing?
It's pretty much just a standard trailer. It goes pretty tall. I'm going to say about 14 feet tall. And then it has an arch on the top coming inwards. And, you know, if the crowd tries to throw, you know, stuff over the trailer so it won't get the officers or whatever behind it. And then it's got little screen doors. It's got little holes. It's got a camera in there. It's a crazy setup.
We've actually played on this program these new trailers, again, that are secondary screening centers for people who are supposedly going to bomb the establishment or be a dissident. Or they basically ask you questions, and here's one of them right here. We're playing it on prisonplanet.tv, where they have the mobile doors. It extends out to the side, and you will be interrogated when you go to a sporting event, when you try to go see your favorite baseball team, if you try to attend the Super Bowl, all the next incremental steps, step by step, getting you used to slavery in the new police state, America. And remember, Police State 4 out later in the week exclusively at prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. I appreciate the call, Sam. We've got to jump. Let's go to Jeannie in Iowa. Jeannie, you're online.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
I'm interested in what you think about the chemtrails.
Well, you know, I was able to go out to California earlier in the year when I did that interview with G. Edward Griffin and spend several days with a lovely woman named Rosalind Peterson. And Rosalind has done extensive research on CaliforniaSkywatch.com, I believe it is. It's .com, not .org. Bring it up for me, guys, will you? CaliforniaSkywatch.com. And Rosalind has done the research. She knows that these chemtrails are part of a NASA program. That's right. This is under NASA's guidance. And it is admitted that there is chromium, high levels of barium, and aluminum oxide in whatever they are spraying. So out of hand, you look at this stuff, and it's obviously some type of weather control. And there it is right there, CaliforniaSkywatch.com, all the information on what she calls not chemtrails, but prolonged jet contrails. And let me tell you, she had an entire room where literally pictures and tapes of every type of chemtrail, even black chemtrails that I had never seen before, were documented. She had the mainstream articles. She got us an interview, I believe, with the mayor of the town, who was a very big skeptic and was out on one of these mountains, because she's out in Ukiah County, which is very hilly and mountainesque. And he was on a picnic with his wife and saw one of these things just go right over, and he couldn't believe it. And now he is a believer as well. So on the surface, it's admittedly a weather weapon. We had Holdren come out and this administration literally talk about ways to block the sun to stop global warming. And they are going to tell you whatever it is, that it's for our own good, it's for our own safety. And what they've been telling local law enforcement and other federal officials that have asked, hey, what is this? They say, we are trying to stop global warming. And that couldn't be anything further from the truth, Jeannie.
What about Agent Orange?
Well, Agent Orange is, you know, actively out there, and it's not a
obviously
weather control weapon. Yeah, it's not a.
I live with a Vietnam vet that suffers from it, and but you know,
they do a lot more than just Agent Orange. That's what I'm telling you, Jeannie. In fact,
I know.
They were using weather weapons back then. Yeah, no, I'm against it. We shouldn't be using depleted uranium where the troops are. We shouldn't be using these type of weaponry on human beings just because they have a different skin tone than us. They have a different facial structure than us, whether they're Vietnamese or brown people in Afghanistan and Iraq. No one deserves these kind of weapons to be dropped on them, and it is utterly disgusting that we could do this to other human beings in what we call the move and push towards freedom and democracy. It's for freedom and democracy. We can't let communism come in. We can't let extremism rule. It's freedom and democracy. It's freedom and democracy to drop Agent Orange on four-year-old kids. It's freedom and democracy to shoot off depleted uranium missiles in Iraq. I appreciate the call, Jeannie. Let's go to Taylor in Iowa. Taylor, you're online.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good.
Hi, I watched Invisible Empire the day it came out. I watched it on PrisonPlanet.tv, and I thought it was a very, very excellent film. You defined the New World Order very, very well. And I'm just really, really anxious to see Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, when it comes out.
Excellent.
On Wednesday, I believe. Is that correct?
I do believe it's Wednesday. I know it's the 21st, and today is Sunday, so 3 days from now, that would be Wednesday the 21st, my friend.
All right, thank you. What I want to talk about is the Thompson Prison, which is, I'd say, an hour away from where I live. It's in Galesburg, Illinois, and it's not active anymore. And there are no guards, no prisoners there anymore. And they're trying to put Guantanamo Bay prisoners.
They're
going to
do it.
There.
They're going to do it. I reported on that over a month ago, and I was shocked when they said they were going to do it. But that's how they got the funding for these facilities in the first place. They knew that they were going to be empty, so they knew that they would be a gold mine for privatized prison systems, just like they tried to pull off in Hardin, Montana before people woke up to that, and even bringing Gitmo into this country and further establishing the fact that we no longer have habeas corpus, we no longer have the right to face our accuser, we no longer have the right to a trial by jury. You could possibly be not only an enemy combatant now, but an enemy belligerent. Where are they going to put those enemy belligerents? Well, in military prisons that are coming to a hometown near you. Get ready, Illinois, because the American Gitmo is on its way, Taylor.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And when I was watching the news, when they did the report on Thompson Prison, They said that they're trying to sell it to the government of FEMA. So that kind of put a light bulb in my head saying that, this may be a FEMA camp for the American people.
And you know what? We only cover FEMA for just about 30 seconds in my new film, Invisible Empire, and it's while we're talking about the shadow government or continuity of government program. And under Bush Sr., when he was the vice president, while Reagan was still in office, they revamped the entire program. And the CIA was put under it, and of course FEMA was put under this same system. It was also the birth of the sole source contract. It was where Halliburton and the Carlyle Group really started to cut their teeth, because in this COG program, although we weren't really able to expand as much as I would have liked, again, you have to compress everything and try to get it in an editable format for as many people that will watch it. But Peter Dale Scott, in our interview, in fact, in the extras, if you bought the Prison Planet TV DVD of Invisible Empire, there's a 12-minute extra with Peter Dale Scott talking about the continuity of government program, talking about people like Cheney and Rumsfeld being involved even then, when Rumsfeld was a businessman and Cheney was an unknown congressman at the time. So people really need to check out this film, and if you get the DVD, you get a great extra with Peter Dale Scott. Appreciate the call, Taylor. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina. The call-in line is 888-201-2244.
Hey, Jason, man, it's wonderful to talk to you, man. I talked to you last year when Obama's section was released, and actually had my daughter talk to you and Alex and tell you guys hi. Just incredible film. I want to talk about solutions. People are so worried to talk about this stuff to people. At the Charlotte Tea Party, I handed out 500 films. I wish I was handing out Invisible Empire, but I handed out Endgame, Truth Rising, Terrorist Storm, Obama Deception. People absolutely loved it. Most of the people there already knew. Another thing is that I'm a construction worker. I do most of my work by myself. I go into customers' houses. A lot of times people, you know, start talking about how bad the government is. I start bringing this stuff up, one thing leads to another, and then I hand them an Endgame or something. And they love it, and they ask me for more. People are more than willing to wake up to this stuff.
Well, absolutely, and it's different strokes for different folks. Some people who might not watch an Endgame may shut off an Endgame. They won't shut off an Invisible Empire. Somebody who might shut off a Loose Change may not shut off an Obama Deception. So we've got to get these videos out to as many people as possible and realize that we should be talking to our friends and families. We should be knocking on our neighbors' doors and making them aware of this information. We should not coil back in fear and worry what we might be thought of if we hand somebody an evil DVD, Chuck.
Well, hey, could I also give you a quick little, real quick little poem here? It's,
shoot it out.
They want to turn, me against you, so divided that will turn to them. But any battle you want to win in this world, you must first recover within. Don't let them get you down. That Shooter Jennings off of his new CD, the first song, and I mean, we need to have that as bumper music, man. Shooter Jennings, people buy that, buy Jason's film and everything. Love what you're doing, man. Love you, AJ, if you're listening. Peace.
All right, thank you so much. And folks, we're coming up on the final segment of The Info Warrior with Jason Burma, so I wanted to cover this story right here. The image Microsoft doesn't want you to see, too tired to stay awake, the Chinese workers earning just 34p an hour. And I don't know what p is. For as little as 34p an hour, the men and women work 6 or 7 days a week making computer mice and webcams for the American multinational computer company Microsoft. And if we can get a document cam shot of these poor people, most female workers aged 18 to 25 work from 7:45 a.m. to 10:55 p.m. Okay, that is a 13-hour shift, 7 days a week, and they can't do it. They physically cannot do it. You are seeing, and this is just one of the photos that was smuggled out of KYE Systems Factory in Donegan, China. Is this the American model? Is this where we need to go, where we're working 14 hours a day and we're literally in slave outfits? We show you the slave outfits in Invisible Empire when we talk about Samuel Zane Batten's vision of a new world order. We show you something very similar to this, only those people are chained to their chairs. I suppose these people could be too. We don't really have a focus in. But obviously they're being overworked because they're asleep on the job. Final segment of the Info Warrior coming up after this. PrisonPlanet.tv and get Invisible Empire at InfoWars.com.
Max, what did you do with the remote? Now what am I going to do? I guess I can go online to find a new one. Okay, here's a site, replacementremotes.com. Let us repair or replace any remote control. Well, I guess they can't repair this one. Thanks, Max. Wow, they have my original remote and an exact replacement that doesn't need programming. Hey, Max, here's a deal. I can use the coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. ReplacementRemotes.com has all my remotes for my TVs and accessories. I can order online at ReplacementRemotes.com or call them at 336-377-2220. I wonder if they sell dog toys.
For all your remote control needs, visit ReplacementRemotes.com at 336-377-2220.
ReplacementRemotes.com. ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplacementRemotes.com.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire.
Everybody out there for just another great program, for making the initial launch of Invisible Empire a great success. Over the next few days, weeks, months, and even year, we can make this the number one viral video out there. We can literally reach hundreds of millions of people across the world. Hundreds of millions of people across the world. Maybe you know English and you speak French. You can get the French subtitles out there for Invisible Empire. I know somebody's working on the Spanish subtitles right now. We need to get this information out any way possible so that we can oppose things like a cap and trade tax, so we can oppose the globalist agenda for a one world government. We can oppose the United Nations. We can oppose globalists like Gordon Brown, David Cameron, and others. We can oppose the establishment with the information as long as the masses have that information at their fingertips. I downloaded Invisible Empire to my iPhone today. Okay, so if anybody asks me about my film, I can jump to any point with my iPhone on the fly and say, really? Because in my film, I proved that in 1993, when the first World Trade Center bombing went off, the FBI actually cooked the bomb with the assistance of the DA, the district attorney, with their informant, yes, their paid for informant, Ahmad Salam, who they would have set up, but he was smart enough to record his conversations with his FBI handler, John Antisev, and proved beyond a reasonable doubt that that was a setup, that was a false flag event, and there is so much information in Invisible Empire that has never been seen before, whether it's Poppy Bush's New World Order commencement address, whether it's the information about BCCI banking and the Iran-Contra scandal. I mean, these clips have literally been on the shelf for decades, and now they are featured in a very comprehensive two-hour film. Please get the link, send it out to your friends and family, buy the hard copy at Infowars.com, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership so you can get this film, my last film, Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic. Get them on DivX, burn multiple movies to one DVD, and really get the info out there. Become motivated. Become active. Trade in your apathy for action. You don't have to be a filmmaker. You don't have to be a radio show host. You don't have to be your local sheriff or a congressman or a city council member or the mayor. You can be little old you, working a job every single day, and make a difference in your household, in your community. And there are so many ways to do so. So many ways to do so. Get the fluoride out of your water in your local town. Talk to your local church about this global governance. Get them away from these people who falsify their beliefs as Christian conservatives. We show you that many of these people who act like they're Christian conservatives and of the Lord are into pagan and occultic rituals. And on the other extreme, some of them are literally pedophiles. You'd think you'd know that with all the mainstream media coverage of what's happened with the Catholic Church over the last 20 to 30 years openly. And if you want to learn about the evils of the Catholic Church and the Jesuits, my picture may not be the one for you, but we do carry a picture that elaborates on that in detail. It's called A Lamp in the Dark, and you get it at Infowars.com with a ton of other great information, including Jesse Ventura's latest book, American Conspiracies, including Alex Jones's latest films, Fall of the Republic and the Obama Deception. And folks, we need your help. This is my call to action to you. Invisible Empire can have a great impact if you get it out there to people. Or it can be a shot not heard around the world. You know, a shot in the dark that nobody sees, nobody hears, nobody understands. It's up to you out there to get the film, make copies, hold screenings, get the link, post it on your Facebook, and so much more. I want to thank you for joining me. The podcast available at theinfowarrior.com following the program.